theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool.
Oh, how many James Bond movies have I said I actually like?
Why are we going into?
I'm going to say something controversial.
No, because you mentioned James Bond. All of the Roger Moore
Commando
ones, which are fucking mind-numbing.
There really was 0 point
stupid
to that entire.
I hate.
There's some fun ones.
There are some fun ones.
Commando is a perfect example. Commando.
I love Commando.
Realistically, that is a terrible.
Yeah, but Commando's fucking awesome.
All right, it's all just shooting
that
shit.
That is a good story, or that is a good.
I mean, at the core, it's just a kidnapping story,
right?
Retrieval story, but there's nothing else after that. There's no character growth.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We are recording.
David's in a mood today, guys.
I am totally upset.
Not in a mood. I had a great day at work. I had a fantastic meal with my family. I'm in a fantastic mood. I just don't like the Fast
gay
and the Furious.
No,
I'm just... if that's gay, I'll take it in the butt every night.
Okay.
All right.
And
time that. Mark
time
that.
Stamp.
Time
yep,
stamp on
go
that. Write it down.
First sodomy joke, guys.
All right. That's a
wait. Why did you immediately go to rape?
Well, because he's when taking he
did, it. No, it was consensual.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now
totally consensual.
Listen, I totally corrected myself. I'm okay saying I am wrong. Oh wait.
You gotta fix. You gotta hold on.
Oh, I gotta hold on.
Is that the broken one?
Am I okay now? Am I okay now? Am I alive?
Keep talking.
Hello.
Yes.
Yay!
But talk at normal volume.
Okay, this is my normal volume.
No, it isn't.
No, come on.
Okay, but I correct
give it
myself.
10 minutes.
Look, I know I'm always wrong.
Whoa.
Whoa. What? What's the time on that?
On that shit.
That's my new ringtone for this fucker.
Oh,
all right.
Damn.
Welcome to the Mount Geekmore podcast. This is your favorite podcast where we come up with facts
if you're old.
And discuss your favorite top four Mount Rushmore, if you will, of your favorite pop culture subjects. Yep. Today's pop culture subject is favorite fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
The fatties have come out to play.
Woo!
I am Nary Science. With me as usual is David.
Howdy.
And Jeff.
Hello.
And Raul.
Konnichiwa.
A.K.A. Fat Banshee.
Fat Banshee in the house.
Got a
what?
PhD in this subject, guys. I write my dissertation on BK later today.
Nothing confirms that more than the fat mouth breathing that he did after he said that. He literally goes, I got my PhD in this. And that wasn't even. That's just the way it is, man.
Stretching my qualifications out right now. Yeah.
All right, let's start off with the news. News, geek news.
El noticias de lo geek.
I'm the skinniest one of everybody, than the fat people.
Y ahora tu correspondiente.
We can't hear you because you're not talking into the microphone.
Jeff.
So therefore,
is this becoming a thing with him?
No, it's, you know why the mic stand is making him lazy.
It is.
Yeah.
He turns his face like. But Mike said it's good if
don't,
you're going to be.
Don't starfish this, dude.
Yeah.
Get into it.
Yeah. Come on.
I
had a tiger.
Rock with you. All night. Sunlight. And okay. There's your Timberlake minute.
Timberlake.
So,
wow.
Timberlake.
And that's so hurtful.
Yeah.
That's so. You're a musician? Jesus. Are you a fucking musician?
And you said that.
You just said Timberlake.
Wait, who the fuck does that?
That's are Michael you, Jackson.
That is Michael Jackson, isn't it?
This fucking
yeah
asshole.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, didn't Timberlake do that with him?
I could get into the hip hop.
What? No.
Yes,
David.
Justin
Timberlake.
No.
Who the fuck did that with him?
Rock With You was like one of his first.
Rock With You was like a
that's
thriller,
off
man
the wall.
Oh,
is that off
right
the wall?
My
yeah
bad.
So I thought it was thriller,
my bad.
Right.
I'm sorry. That is. There's no excuse for that.
That's the one laying down in the with the tiger.
That's the one with
No, that's think Thriller. Laying down the tiger is Thriller.
Thriller. Yeah, but that's Off the Wall.
Off the Wall. I think it's literally him leaning on a wall.
No, it's
no,
his feet.
I think it's the feet with the going,
and there's
doing the moonwalk.
The brick wall in back.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go harikiri myself now.
Do it.
Goodbye, guys.
Okay, so there's casting news that came out today.
Ooh.
DC Films has cast Watchmen actor Patrick Wilson as Orm, the evil half-brother of Aquaman, for the Aquaman film.
Nice.
That's nice. He's a good actor.
He was Owl, Night Owl. What, Night Owl?
Owlman.
Owlman, yeah.
Owlman. Oh, okay.
Owlman. That was,
or maybe it is Night Owl. Owlman.
Is it Night Owl?
I don't know.
I thought it was Owlman.
He's an owl guy. He's a guy in an owl suit.
From,
he's the guy that fucked in space.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's boy.
Yeah.
He's
no,
in
well,
the,
no. Well, no. Zack Snyder. Well,
he directed
Watchmen, yeah, but Watchmen. I don't think. But. James Wan, who's doing Aquaman, has worked with him in all the Conjuring.
Patrick Wilson?
Yeah.
He has that. He was in A-Team.
Yes, he was the asshole guy in A-Team.
Ocean Master, right?
Oh, he was in Hard Candy.
Night Owl. It's Night Owl.
He was in Hard Candy. Did you ever see Hard Candy?
No, I never saw Hard Candy.
Holy shit.
Oh, yes.
I saw it, and at first I was very disappointed because I thought it was going to be a porn. It has Ellen Page in it. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I'm digressing, but just go watch Hard Candy. It's fucking amazing, dude.
Oh, good job there, Jeff.
I know. I'm trying to take this off so I'm not lazy.
Do you need help?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right, so he got casted as half-brother of Aquaman.
As Orm, yes, who is a.k.a. Ocean Master.
Ocean Master, yeah. Right.
So that's going to be interesting. If you look at a side-by-side of the two of them...
Of Momoa?
Well, no. Of how Orm looks in the comics... It kind of does.
Ocean Master's got a fucking awesome costume.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Ocean Master is, dude, in that Geoff Johns run of the New 52 Aquaman, he was fucking amazing. He was a villain, but not for, it wasn't to be a villain for a villain's sake. It was like.
He really believed this was the best for his Atlantis. People.
Yeah. I always feel like those are the best villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be cool.
Yeah,
I think that's gonna be.
I
cool.
agree.
Go ahead.
The funny thing about Patrick Wilson is he was originally cast as another villain, but he dropped out. And that villain was, let me find it really quick. He was supposed to be Darren Cross, aka Yellowjacket, and Ant-Man, and he dropped out.
I like the casting the way it was done in the film.
Yeah, I like Darren.
I think that's my only issue with that movie was him.
You didn't like Yellow Jacket?
I love him in House of Cards.
Oh, he was awesome.
Great in House of Cards.
He the whole time, since the movie, when the movie starts, you go, oh, this guy's the bad guy. Like, there's no, like, you know what I mean?
But he has that look.
Yeah, that's the part that bothers me. You needed somebody to be
like... It's just like Stephen Lang. Stephen Lang has that
But there's
look.
Only so many people that were going to be the bad guy in that movie. You know what I mean?
But that's the part that bothers me. Like, either you write it so that you don't know who the bad guy is, or you cast a guy who maybe you didn't think was going to be the bad guy when you immediately saw him.
Right.
Like, the moment you saw him, you're like, that guy looks evil.
Yeah. For our Hispanic audience. Like,
it's one of those... So the casting is too good?
It's not about too good. It's about it's not good. And it's, I don't know. It's when I'm watching a movie, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, he might as well have a sign that said bad guy and a fucking sign outside the company that said evil lair.
I don't see
you
a
want some more ambiguity
and a little sign in the window that says henchman wanted
here, because in an origin story, he didn't, you know what I mean? He didn't start off being the bad guy. He turned into Yellow Jacket during that movie the same way Paul Rudd turned into Ant-Man during that movie.
I disagree. From the very beginning, this guy is fucking evil.
Yes, but you're not... Again, it's just too straightforward of writing. In my opinion, it's just too straightforward.
Spoiler alert. He kills baby sheep in this movie.
Yeah.
He kills lots of them. He kills a human being.
Yeah, and cleans him up with a fucking napkin.
Yeah, and throws him in the toilet.
Yeah.
Or in the garbage.
And that's what, maybe 20 minutes into the movie?
Yeah.
15 minutes into the movie?
So you don't like it when a supervillain tiene un aire, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean...
But the thing is, if you're... Again...
Look, Magneto, he doesn't look... You know what I mean? You don't walk into the room and see Sir Ian... McKellen. And go, what a fucking bad guy. What a villain. What a super villain.
The moment
he's not Donald Trump.
Helmet on.
He's not Donald Trump. You go,
man, that'd be a great mountain one day. Most huggable celebrities, because I would
Doug
totally
Jones is number
hug.
One through four. But anyway.
Doug Jones,
the guy that played Abe Sapien, he has a website called Hugs from an Angel that people have made of how amazing his hugs are. I've been hugged by him.
But I would like to get hugged. I'm just saying I would like to get hugged
I
by him.
I
want to
get hugged by
day.
A guy from Bill and Ted's. That's not Keanu.
Bro, get me near him.
Give me.
I'll hug him, all right.
I'll hug him with his balls. What?
Whoa. but there's guys like Christopher Lee. if I see him, I'm immediately thinking he's a villain.
Yeah.
Long rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But when and everything he was.
What a dick, bro. Fucking too soon. Too soon.
What?
Was it this year? Coño.
No, it was last year, I think.
It was?
Was it? It
could have been. I don't know. This year's so shitty. 2016 took out everybody.
Our next 5-hour episode is going to be an in memoriam of everybody.
All right. So, what's the next thing?
Okay. So, Blast from the Past, the Man Thing comics from Marvel Comics got a new writer.
Mm-hmm.
R.L. Stein.
Wait, Blast from the Past?
Oh, no way.
But Blast from the Past, R.L. Stein is going to be the new writer for the Man Thing series
at Marvel Comics. I heard about that.
That is really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Marvel's Swamp Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is often contested, which one came out first, Swamp Thing or Man Thing. They have not been able to figure it out yet.
Swamp Thing? What do you mean they haven't been able to figure it out yet?
Because it happened within a year of each other, both of them coming out.
No, Swamp Thing was created first. I mean,
that's the fact that, like, you could just check publication dates.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a contested thing. You check a publication and you go.
Len Wein and Bernie Wrightson published Swamp Thing, and I believe it was House of Mystery, number 92. Which I believe is 1970.
House of Secrets, number 92.
House of Secrets.
Actually, Man Thing came first.
Did it?
May 1971, Savage Tales number 1 came out. July 1971, House of Secrets number 92 came out.
Oh, David, no.
But.
Say it slow. Say it slow. Come on. I may have been wrong.
Timestamp 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Feels good. Feels good. But you see how nobody's been able to figure that out, and I did in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Well, it's very controversial.
It's one of the many mysteries of life.
Now, I think what you're referring to is which one was created first.
Well, that's the argument.
Is who created Man Thing?
Man Thing was.
I don't think it was the same.
It was Gray Morrow, Stan Lee, Roy Thomas, and Gary Conway.
Roy Thomas.
I see Roy Thomas' effect on him.
But it's interesting. R.L. Stein, and I loved R.L. Stein books.
Is his book still coming out? Does he still publish those books?
There's some books.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen if they're new ones.
Yeah.
But I know that I've seen his books still in bookstores.
Which one was your favorite? Was it Beast
Night of Living
East?
Dummy, bro.
I've seen the Bible in the bookstore, too. Well, doesn't mean that he's still writing it.
Well, right.
I remember I used to go to Walden Books
all the time.
Fuck
out of shit, David. David's in his phone, and he's
trying to figure out. He's stunned that he's wrong.
No. Man Thing definitely came first.
I know.
That's what she said.
Because May comes before July.
I want you to just soak in it, please.
Hilarious. No, apparently what happened is Roy Thomas and Jerry Conway come up with the idea for Man Thing.
Yeah.
And the series is canceled after the first issue.
Mm.
And Len Wein, and who had written the second story.
Yeah.
Then went to DC Comics.
Dave, I just want you...
And published Swamp Thing.
I just want you to get into that tub that Lois Lane got into in Batman vs. Superman, that white water cum drizzle clum. Mm. Just want you to bathe yourself in the wrongness right now. Enjoy. Henry Cavill will come in later.
I mean, I already admitted it.
You admitted it.
I mean,
yeah, but I just want you to
kind of. He did say I may have been wrong.
So this is another one we can mark onto that category of DC and Marvel. Remember we were having that whole argument about copying?
I want you to be
usually
in water.
Marvel copies from DC, right. But usually in this case.
Yeah, in this case.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not really copying, though. The same writer, the guy who wrote it just took it to another publishing company.
Yeah, it says, a second story written by Len Wein and drawn by Neil Adams was prepared at the time, but upon Savage Tales' cancellation after the single issue, took a year or two to see print, according to Roy Thomas. That occurred in Astonishing Tales number 12. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, again.
The Wein-written Man-Thing story appeared in between Wein's first and second version of his DC Comics character, Swamp Thing.
See, so that's not really copying, though. That's like...
It's the guy...
It's the same creator.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But so, see, guys, that information is so important to show that David was wrong.
What's the next news, man?
The big... Well, there's two big pieces of news, so I don't know if you guys have smaller news.
I don't have any news.
Okay.
Oh, I still don't own a classic NES. That's my news.
Oh, yep. No one owns the classic NES.
And you don't have a copy of Suicide Squad?
No. Why would you?
Because David didn't buy it for you. Okay, so Universal.
He's right. No, he's right.
Yeah, I didn't buy one for myself either.
Well, that's your fault.
For listeners out there, you don't need to buy a thing of Suicide Squad.
If you want
to
live a life of empty promises.
Sure.
That's your prerogative.
It's so weird for you to say that since you put their soundtrack on their mountain.
If you still want to consider Jared Leto a good actor, don't buy Suicide Squad. Thank you. Come on, Jeff. You can laugh. It's okay.
I think he did great.
You don't think
he did great as Joker? Nah, I'm not saying Joker have been in the movie as much as he was. That is undisputed. I don't think anybody could argue that.
I don't think he did a good job.
I think he did a fantastic job as Joker.
I don't.
I think
I'm not asking you. So shut your fucking whore mouth and let me talk to you. Let me have this conversation with fucking look at that. Raul thinks it's serious. Raul was like,
I was serious, dude. I had already opened Amazon so that I can purchase the fucking movie
purchase it. I don't care.
No, you're damn right. I'm not gonna purchase it.
I don't need your fucking charity. You want to be a fucking promise breaker? Be a promise breaker.
I never promised you shit.
You fucking promised it.
Find it in the chat.
Fuck, it's too much. Yes. It was a week and a half ago. I can't. Now it was actually 3 weeks ago.
It was a while ago.
And this is how the Marvel MCU gains more power.
Let the hate flow.
Yes.
All right. So Universal Studios officially announced. Super Nintendo Land at Universal Studios Japan. It's going to start there 2020. In the briefing,
it's already starting there because Asians are thinner, so people could go down the pipes. Because in America, the pipes got to be very large.
Yep,
$25.
So
on Amazon,
it's gonna.
Is
it's
that
first 4K gonna be
or something?
No.
What's gonna be in it, Jeff?
Blu-ray, DVD, digital HD.
It's gonna be in Universal Studios Japan.
The price, man.
It's going to be largely Super Mario based and include but not limited to the following: Bowser's Castle, Princess Peach's Castle, character interaction with Princess Peach and Toad, among others, multiple Super Mario themed gift shops and restaurants.
If they don't have Peach's Castle where they go, she's in the other castle. If they don't have that gag, they failed.
But they showed some designs and stuff like that, and it looks like it's gonna be like you're in the fucking video game.
Are they gonna have Dennis Hopper?
and the Goombas just dancing in an elevator. That's one of the rides. Mm. You just sway them back and forth.
With the little heads?
With the tiny heads.
And for some reason, John Leguizamo was everywhere.
I'm fucking excited for this place.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited for the news that it may come to America.
Well, Chrissy already knows, like, my 40th birthday thing, I want to go to Japan for, like, 2 weeks, at least. I want to go to Japan. That's what I want to do for my 40th birthday.
I want
to
stay in the Godzilla Hotel.
I got six
hotel.
Years to save up and learn Japanese.
There's a Godzilla Hotel in Japan.
There is a Godzilla Hotel in Japan.
Does it get crushed every night, and then it goes back up?
Yeah.
But I'm very happy about
this. At 11:37 every night, he fights Mothra.
Oh, that's great. And then two, like, really, really small Asian ladies come out and start saying, Mothra.
Babura, do you have another?
No, I'm very excited about that news. I think if there is one IP that can probably compete with Disney World in the sense of like the characters that are beloved by almost children and adults alike, I feel is Super Mario and the Nintendo IPs.
Which is why it's upsetting to me that Nintendo didn't jump on this, because Nintendo should have made a Mario Land.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
A long time ago. Because fucking Mario and Mickey teaming up is an unstoppable fucking... It's perfect. Yeah. It fits perfect, family friendly, and it is an unstoppable money-making machine.
I'm wondering why they wouldn't have gone with the Disney thing. They had to have gotten a better deal out of Universal.
Well, Disney has shown that they've grown into that market, and I think that they were trying to actually push out Nintendo. But Nintendo has... so far had a great year between Pokemon Go, between their success with the NES Classic, between the Switch.
Is it successful to sell out all 12 copies of a product?
I mean, do you think that it could have also been, it could also be the fact that Star Wars is such a big thing for Disney now that they didn't want, the other eggs are in the Star Wars basket right now?
I don't think other eggs are in the Star Wars
basket. No, because you still have...
I think they have a lot of eggs in the Star Wars basket, but I don't think it's not like they stopped making other films.
Oh, well, no.
It's not like they stopped making other
characters.
No, but
I'm not talking about films. I'm talking about the parks. Because, like, I mean, yeah, they're doing the Pixar land, the Andy's Backyard at Hollywood Studios, and they're doing the Avatar Land. But Mario doesn't fit into Avatar Land.
No, or into Animal Kingdom, Mario fits into MGM.
Yeah, but they're putting all their eggs into making that giant Star Wars land that's going to have like interactive lightsabers that you can walk around and people will shoot at you randomly and you could stop them with the lightsaber. Yeah. And they're going full on. Like they've already said they're going to do new experiences.
Yeah, it's called $4 billion.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, got to get some return on my investment, dude. You have a hole in your shirt, David.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I think it's sexy. All
right. Mm. There you go.
It shows you his whispering eye.
Oh.
It's vagina.
All right. And last bit of news, which I'm super, super, super pumped about. Deadpool was nominated for 2 Golden Globes.
What? Incredible.
The first live-action superhero movie to be nominated for a Golden Globe ever.
The first awesome any kind of superhero.
No, Incredibles was nominated.
And I'm pretty sure Heath Ledger was nominated for his performance in Joker.
No.
He won.
For a Golden Globe?
He won an American. He won an Academy Award.
Academy Award.
Was he? He might have been for Golden Globe, but
who did?
Heath Ledger won a posthumous... Posthumous.
Posthumous.
It was hilarious.
It was after he was hilarious.
Yeah.
For Joker.
So it's the first. So he's nominated. It's nominated for best motion picture category.
You know, you think Heath Ledger does a better job than Mark Hamill?
I want the listeners out there to know that
because he's shaking his head.
Single
word. No, because you're shaking your head.
I said
second favorite Joker, and you shook your head at me, and you're biting your bottom lip. Like if I said something like your mother is a whore, like you really took offense to that.
Yeah.
And I would say
I had to stop and rethink what you said. I was like, what the fuck did Neri just say?
Yeah.
I was like, no. No, that's
so.
Yeah.
Which one is
so
Jack?
So you think Heath Ledger did better than Mark Hamill?
No, absolutely not. In fact,
so when I said second favorite,
I know I'm alone on this. I put Jack Nicholson's Joker above Heath Ledger's Joker.
You're not alone on that. I'll be there.
Okay,
look, my favorite Joker scene in any of the movies was from the Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson
in the films. Jack Nicholson all time. Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I
would put Mark Hamill right. I'll put Mark Hamill at the top right after Jared Leto, and then goes Cesar Romero, and then goes...
You got Raul whooping again.
Oh, my God.
All right, no, go ahead. No, it's
nominated
Deadpool.
In the Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy category. It's going to not win because it's in there with La La Land. But
oh, my
it's
God.
Nice that
La
I got
La
it.
Land.
I haven't seen it.
You saw
no,
it?
Of course not. What the fuck? I'm a grown-ass man, Raul.
I'm a grown-ass man. Wow, I'm sorry for being an observant friend and know you love movies.
I'm a grown-ass man. It's a musical,
Raul. Don't call him a friend if you don't like Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
You literally have Unfaithful in your DVD collection, you jackass.
Yeah.
But forgive me for thinking you saw La La Land.
Unfaithful is a musical? Did you think Unfaithful is a musical?
It's Diane Lane getting
rammed underneath a staircase.
Yeah.
Chapter 12.
That was in the subway.
Well, she does that too, but Chapter 12.
No, the subway, you're thinking of Risky Business.
No, I think she does in the subway.
But she gets finger blasted in the subway.
Oh. Nah.
No, I'm sorry. In the subway, she gets a flashback. She's thinking about what she just did. In the subway, she gets like all wet and her panties are in her purse.
Oh, okay.
I gotta watch that movie again. I gotta watch it tonight.
I gotta go, guys. And then also, Ryan Reynolds was nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture.
I gotta be honest with you, I really want to fuck Diane Lane for multiple reasons, but now especially, I want to fuck her just be able when I come and be like, Martha.
Martha. She's still hot, man.
What? Of course she is.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Let me ask.
Oh, jeez.
No, because this is a
good
comparison.
That would be great. And she goes, why did you say that name? Why did you say that name?
Diane Lane or Marissa Tomei?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh. Yeah. Marissa Tomei is a Diane Lane 20 years younger.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Did we?
You and I were talking about
MCU there.
Yep. Was it you, me, or David?
I think in their primes, I would still take Marissa Tomei.
Better casting, Marissa Tomei or Diane Lane? You gonna tell me Mr. Tomei was casted correctly? Fuck you. Get out of my house. You know you don't believe that shit, Marvel fanboy.
It was nice.
That
was
like, an awful casting.
This is the new
That's a
way
stupid
to
casting.
I don't agree that it's stupid. However, I think I would have preferred Diane Lane in the role.
No, I'm talking about Diane Lane was casted
Lane as,
properly. Like, I believe her as Henry Cavill's mother.
Oh, I got you.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, though, because like, I want to watch
I'm okay because I want to fucking jerk off to, Marissa Tomei. Yeah, totally.
Oh, good segue.
Yeah, not
so
Tom Holland.
Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So what do we got
it
for...
It was pretty good.
It was.
Come on, give Raul a...
No, yeah. I'm okay. I know when I walk into this house,
I thought Vulture was great. No, I liked the trailer a lot. I really did. I wouldn't put a top five trailer of the year in my top five, but I think it's a great trailer.
It's a good trailer. No,
I think the best trailer of the year has been the Rogue One trailer.
No.
Rogue One trailer was crazy good.
It's funny that you said that because you were literally in the movie theater and you said to me when the Wonder Woman trailer came out.
You're right. Wonder Woman.
He literally said to me, that's the best trailer. I don't remember seeing a better trailer than
that
ever.
Wonder Woman is definitely my top five. You're right. Rogue One after Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing a trailer.
And that's tough. What is the best trailer this year?
I would go with Wonder Woman. I would go with The Mummy was a better trailer than Spider-Man.
I'd fucking put Fast 8 over The Mummy.
It's a good trailer.
The fight scene, the Mummy, the trailer, man.
Oh, bro. You know what trailer we haven't talked about? Freaking Baywatch, guys. How did you guys like
that? That Baywatch trailer was amazing. Did you see that trailer?
Cool. Yeah.
It feels like it has a good 21 Jump Street feel to it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. When he goes, hey, why do your balls sound like that? Like, that's the fucking...
Let me tell you something. Zac Efron, I don't blame you for not looking at her in the eyes either, because Alexandra Daddario, I wouldn't look at her.
Even though her eyes are beautiful, I wouldn't look at Zac Efron in his eyes.
No, she's incredible.
The whole time Zac Efron was talking, I wasn't looking at
her. I think
his
that's going to be a perfect pairing, Zac Efron and The Rock, as like a comedy duo.
It was a nice twist, because I didn't expect it to be like he was like the guy coming to save... You know, he was the Olympic swimmer who was like a bad boy that was coming to like. So I didn't expect that.
I like that line too. He's like, he has two Olympic medals. How many Olympic medals do you have? Probably none. Which means he doesn't really know if he has any. Like, that's fucking great. All right. So let's go on with the mountain.
Mountain.
And 5, 4, 3. So they do it. What's good?
Yeah.
I
thought like someone fell off the mountain. That was like the crushing noise.
No, that was lightning.
Oh.
Can you do the goofy fall? That was pretty good.
That was good.
All right. Nice.
I could do Mario. Look. Press C up.
C up.
Wah!
Press it again.
Press it again.
Wah!
I can do.
Here we go.
No, do it one more time. One more time.
C up. Woohoo! You missed the second one.
No, I did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You repeated the first one.
Kind of did.
Yeah, because he goes, yeah.
Look, I fall off the edge.
Woo!
All right, mountains. How did you guys come up with your mountains of fast food restaurants?
Who are you asking first?
Well, whatever. Who the fuck? I don't care.
Go, Raul.
I just picked a place I like eating to have a drive through.
Nice.
All right.
That was your prerequisite? You have to have a drive-thru?
Yeah. I mean, fast food. I think fast, moving on wheels. Yeah. Fast
okay.
food.
Drive-thru wasn't the total thing for me, but counter service, you don't have a waitress. It's for the most part, you're getting your food within a short amount of time. The type of food does play a role in it. But I just went with my favorites. And one of the ones on my list was one that got me through college. Mm. But the other ones are literally like I'll go at least a couple times a month, 3 times a month, maybe more, to those places. It's still to this day.
David?
So that's how I went.
I made a distinction between fast food and fast casual. I think if the restaurant...
Is there a fast casual food? Or is that a fast casual restaurant?
Fast casual restaurant.
Okay, so you're talking about restaurants, you're not talking about food.
Right.
Okay.
I made a distinction between a fast food restaurant and a fast casual restaurant because if the restaurant calls itself a step above fast food.
So if the restaurant calls itself fast food, then it's fast food?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. I
can be done.
I thought you just said I made the distinction and I went my favorites. That's what you just said. Is there more? I apologize. Continue.
Eh, whatever.
That's literally a South Park movie. Excuse me, sir. I'm not finished.
Can I finish?
Okay, I finish.
If I would have combined both, it would have been a very different list.
It's a boat, fast food. It's a boat, fast casual. It's a boat. I'm sorry. Can you tell us again what it's a boat? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, I mean, for me, there is a difference, a big difference between.
Is there a different dress code between fast casual and fast food?
Keep cutting the guy off, man.
Yeah, David wasn't talking.
No, in the middle of that statement. I'm just asking an open question.
No, that was funny, Roel.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
you're killing it right now.
Sure.
When I go into certain restaurants, I got to go in there with a fucking bow tie.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is fast casual? Do I have to wear slacks in fast casual?
No, listen. I mean, a fast casual restaurant to me is not on the same level as fast food. Mm. And so I think it's unfair of me to judge a fast casual restaurant in the same way that I would judge a fast food restaurant. So I made that distinction. There will be no fast casual restaurants. Otherwise, the entire list would have been fast casual restaurants, and that's not fair to the fast food restaurants if this is a fast food thing, in my opinion. So,
okay, Neri,
I went with delicious food, and what I consider fast food, I think is quite obvious and logical. And I think when you think of this, when you think of places, you go, oh yeah, that's fast food. Let's go eat that. Or when somebody goes, hey, fat ass, you shouldn't be eating that food. It's fast food. That's what these places are, and some of the picks on my list are not there. You can't find them everywhere.
Yeah.
So they're not in every state. So some of them, because I've been blessed enough to travel for my job, for what I do for a living, I could say I love this place, but I only get it when I go to X and Y Z state.
Right.
So unfortunately, some of my list is like that. I try to get a little mixed bag. Spoiler alert, I kind of default a lot to burgers because burgers are my favorite food.
Mm-hmm. I think people default to burgers when they think fast food.
A lot of times, but not my entire list is not burgers.
Okay.
But I wanted to purposely go, okay, let's not, because I could have done a Burger Mountain easily.
Each one of mine's, for the most part, it's a different type of food.
I have two and two. I have two burgers and two non-burgers. But the other two that are non-burgers are not close to each other either.
But yeah, that's a good thing to distinguish is with me is there's only been a couple places I've traveled to where I've been eating fast food that's not available in Miami.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't make my mountain, but they're honorable mentions, or they may be honorable mentions, but it's just I'm limited in my scope of outside. Like, I've never eaten at White Castle. I've never eaten at...
I was about to put a disclaimer.
You've never eaten at White Castle.
I haven't eaten at White Castle either.
Yeah. I ate at Crystal.
Fuck Japan.
It is... White Castle's worth it, dude.
Yeah, I ate Crystal in New Orleans.
It's worth almost getting shot at.
I haven't eaten at White Castle, and I haven't eaten at In-N-Out. So those are the two I would specify beforehand.
Okay.
I did try to vary my list as well, but I do have two burger joints.
But again, burgers are literally my favorite food. Between burgers and pizza, those are my two favorite foods.
I believe you.
And
your story checks out.
I would say it was hard for me to not go all burgers. I had to remind myself, hey, okay, take it easy. Take it easy. I kept thinking the food was going to appear. Like if I kept thinking about it.
It's like it was Lost Boys in Neverland.
Focus.
That's the best scene.
That is a great scene.
God,
that's not the best scene. The best scene is clearly when a fat cape gets his fucking
rolls into a ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, what about what the fuck was it? Kazam? They get it starts raining burgers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen Kazam.
You never saw Shaq Kazam? As a rapping genie?
No, that movie sucked.
Oh my god.
You are doing a service.
That movie is at least two, maybe three times better than Suicide Squad.
You need not as good as Steel.
No, absolutely
not. Steel is great.
I saw maybe 10 minutes of Kazam, and I'm like, this is stupid.
It is. It's ridiculously stupid. It's ridiculously. But he makes burgers rain. There
Hashtag
you go.
Not
I saved. I saved the whole movie for you.
On a really quick side note, because we're in the holidays and we're talking about food, I have this testament that I believe the greatest mac and cheese ever on film is the mac and cheese in Home Alone. Do you guys agree?
I don't pay attention enough.
Yeah, I don't know enough to agree with what you're saying.
I've never seen another mac and cheese scene. Can you name another scene with mac and cheese?
You know, I've thought about that too, but it's the one scene I always think about.
So by default, the only you're one. Right.
I'll agree with you then.
Thank you. You see, yeah, we won. Finish that mountain quick.
Who are you talking to that said we won?
We won.
For all those Home Alone
America America crazy. America won.
Raul's so fat, he thinks he's plural.
I have no soul.
You're gonna die. All right, so Raul, what's your number four?
Enjoy
man?
Getting
my number four, guys.
Oh wait, let me.
Are everyone ready?
Yep.
My number four is a classic, a mainstay. It is one of the original fast food joints out there. I appreciate it for so many reasons. Such great quality of food in my sense in comparison to other fast food joints. And it's a great variety, and that is Wendy's.
Oh, that's table. Also my number four.
Oh, well, we got to table it.
We will table.
Really? That high?
Wow. All something right. made the mountain quick.
That high?
If you have to table it after number four... Oh. He's saying it at four, so he clearly has it higher than four.
Well, you know, this started
That's
out.
That's how tabling works, David.
Table! You're because right. You have you're something right. higher. My mistake. My mistake. My mistake.
Hold on.
It looks like Neri didn't even make a list.
Yeah. No, I have the list in my head. In my head, it's just I gotta write. I forgot that as I'm writing your picks down, I go, oh fuck, I didn't write my picks. I have them in my head though. It's already done. All right, so Wendy's.
Okay.
And
Gwendy's, if you're from Miami.
Me?
Yes, right. Jeff.
My number four is the staple that got me through college. I can't eat it too much now because my body won't allow it, but it's Taco Bell.
Table.
That's also my number four.
Oof,
all right, table.
Been tabled.
All right, hold on.
And David is Wendy's number four as well?
Yeah.
Man, you got some big ones up there.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger chains.
I'm probably not going to get a perfect mountain because of one of my picks. I know for a fact. I'm it's pretty sure nobody else has it.
All right. So what's your... So number four is we had Wendy's and Taco Bell.
Yeah. Wait, what?
And then Wendy's and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah. That's right. That was quick. Holy Christ.
We should have done more news. We're so fat. We're so fat.
So fat.
Oh, so fat.
Oh, Chalupa will be fucking gray here now.
What was your... Chalupa. So your number four was...
Taco Bell. That's my number four. I told you. Wendy's Taco Bell, Wendy's Taco Bell. That was the number four.
So fat.
So fat.
All right, number three.
Number threes.
All right.
This is going to be the quickest episode of I know.
I'm looking at the time. I'm like, I think we make it an hour. I think we can make it to an hour.
Nice.
All
right.
Oh, man. All right, my number three.
Did the episode get cut off, guys?
No.
Hey, Neri, I think you've gone too overboard with the editing, bro. We really got to an hour. No, that's it.
Welcome to Geekmore. Here's your mountain.
You know what? Take all that shit you cut out of the other episode.
Just throw it into there.
You do this one. Oh my god.
It'll be a DLC for Raul. Right? Yeah. Raul will consider it a DLC.
I wouldn't listen to it. It's too much.
Ultimate Edition. Episode 49, Ultimate Edition. God.
But in this one, you can really see how pissed off David gets.
You think I'm going to leave that one in?
Yeah.
You think that's the part that I cut out?
Yeah. We never cut that out. David angry.
You can smell the sentiment. All right. Then my number three is, okay, at 12 years old, I went to Houston, Texas. Part of my family was living in Houston, Texas at one point. Houston, Texas, and Texas in general, has a ton of burger joints that Miami and Florida in general does not have. One of those burger joints, I was very happy to visit, and it had Big Gables, two Big Gables that make up the joint. Very Gables? Famous. Gables, what you call the like how when a roof's like slanted.
Right.
Those are Gables.
Okay.
So, sorry.
Table.
Ooh.
Do you even know what
I'm talking about? Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
right?
Then we're table.
So go ahead.
I trust
go
you.
Ahead.
No, I trust.
You have to say it.
No, let's even surprise
you. Have to say it.
Okay, it's Whataburger.
Table. If you didn't know that Neri was going to have that on his mind, he talks about that shit when we're not recording a fast food episode.
We'll talk about it later.
Bro. This burger.
Can I
saw it
about a pot of Ron. They were like, what fast food restaurants that are not national go Whataburger? Like, I just yelled that shit out. And they're like, I don't see here on the list. I'm like, keep flipping through the fucking page. And he flipped through the page. He goes, oh, here it is. I go, yeah, you goddamn right it is.
You're goddamn right.
Honorable mention.
I haven't eaten there, so.
It is very good. Wow. But we'll get to it.
But just so you know that I haven't eaten there.
No worries.
All right. So, Whataburger for Raul for number three.
My number three is Chick-fil-A.
Table.
Ooh. Damn, we've already gone through.
Wow.
Holy shit.
I don't think my number three is going to be tabled.
I'm not going to get a perfect mountain because of my number two, but that's all right.
I don't know. I eat a lot of food, bro. No.
You next. Underestimate my fantastic.
My number two is outside of the box.
Challenge accepted.
So, David.
All right.
What's your number three?
My number three is Arby's.
Honorable mention for me.
That's your you guys are disgusting.
Bro.
No, I got I'm just that's just an easy joke. But it's really it really is underrated, I think. I think it gets
super
a lot
super underrated.
I think it gets a bad rap.
Yep.
Those fries are
delicious.
If we were doing fries,
that'd be on there.
That'd be on the mountain. Yep, I don't think it would be my number one, but it'd be rather close, yep. Man. It's really fucking close. Mm-hmm. I like Arby's. Great joke from The Simpsons. Remember they did the Children of the Flies or
Children of Corn?
No, it was like the
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies episode where there was a somehow the bus they were on a field trip and it got stuck on an island.
Yeah,
and there was just the kids and they were all like they build a fire and they were all going around it and you hear them all going like I'm so hungry, I'm hungry, I'm so hungry I can eat a horse and I'm so hungry blah 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 and then Ralph Wiggum goes I'm so hungry I could eat Arby's and then everybody goes whoa and they all move away from him, they all scoot the fuck away from him like oh my god I'm not that hungry. They were like take it easy.
Arby's is underrated,
so underrated, man. And I you know, it's funny because as a kid, you couldn't get me into an Arby's. There was no way I was going to have Arby's. And when
did an Arby's executive touch you somewhere? It's a weird statement.
No, that's just like
you couldn't get me into a place with fries. Like you really like,
roast beef. There was absolutely no appeal to like a 6 year old.
I gotta be honest with you.
I'm 34 and roast beef doesn't.
Thank you. Exactly what I was about to say. Gotta be honest with you. I don't go in there. Well, first of all, I haven't been to an Arby's probably in 5 years, but I don't go in there. If I did go in there, it wouldn't be for the roast beef sandwiches, man.
That's what I go for. And
I'll eat roast beef if there's other stuff in it.
Do they still
like if there's ham
the
or
cheese?
If there's ham like at the Ultimate Sub at Publix, that's like with ham with turkey.
I don't like
with
roast beef. Roast beef. It feels like it's raw.
Yeah,
I don't like that feeling.
My favorite thing at Arby's is the beef and cheddar. Dude, I can have that all day, every day with a side of fries and a milkshake, and they've got great sides too. Mm-hmm. They've got like jalapeno poppers.
I'm not big.
I think they're the original like of the fast food joints to have jalapeno poppers.
Maybe I don't enough. Mm.
There's a Raul fact for y'all.
Yeah,
check that out.
I said maybe.
Check that out.
Yeah, he did. That was unprecedented. They might be.
Might be. Maybe.
Yeah, and he's been right once today already.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe he's
don't hurt yourself.
On the fast break.
Don't hurt yourself.
Do they still have the 4 for $4 at Arby's? The 4 roast beef for $4?
I'm looking right now.
That was one
I don't
thing.
Think so. No.
My mother indoctrinated to us.
The shakes are delicious.
I get the shakes.
They have an orange cream shake.
They make you quiver.
But you notice the downfall of Arby's?
What's that?
The same downfall of all these other joints.
What?
Pepsi.
Oh,
yeah.
Pepsi.
Why is that such a thing?
Pepsi is...
Like, I don't give a...
It's not make or break for me.
It's not even a second thought. It's like, can I get a Coke? I always ask for Coke.
Yeah.
Is Pepsi right? Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... No. Like, it's like, yeah. Whatever, bro. No. Fucking bring it.
I prefer Coke, but
I'm like,
me,
Sprite, Sierra Mist? Not, all right.
No. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And...
You got Mountain Dew? I'll take Mountain Dew.
Dr. Pepper.
That's the one good thing.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is the one thing that crosses all borders.
And here's the thing. If I have a choice between Coke and Dr. Pepper, it's a toss-up. I don't know which
I would
one
agree
I'm gonna have.
If I had to choose.
I mean, maybe 60-40, I'd choose Coke.
I don't base my fast food decisions
on soda. I absolutely don't. It's on the food. And they've got some delicious turnovers for dessert. Oh yeah!
You know, that's just Arby's really is a David place. Like it has everything that's like was big in the '50s. Was like,
and their fucking logo's a hat.
Roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Their logo's a hat.
Logo's a hat.
Logo's a hat.
Come on.
Roast beef sandwiches.
Welcome to Arby's.
Turnovers. What the fuck? I had to stop and think. What the fuck is a turnover?
And they
go,
over?
Oh, it's a pie. That's what that shit is. It's a fucking pie. Why can't we just call
welcome to Arby's? Would you like your bacon and cheese?
I'd say it's closer to strudel.
It's a pastry.
It's a pastry.
Yeah. Apple crumble is like a thing that's common.
Yeah, yeah. It's man, I've never gone to Arby's as an adult. And
do you walk in there and like expect to see like girls in poodle skirts and shit?
Buy wall bonds. You see the TV and it's like Hitler's just invaded Poland.
Two guys are
Too soon, bro. Too soon.
Go to your local army recruiter and
buy bonds.
Going over and fight the Jerrys.
Buy bonds now.
Yeah. Help the boys over there. Stick them 1-2 to the Germans.
Two guys fighting in the corner.
Every bomb that you buy is one bomb in the backyard of Adolf.
Just two guys fighting in a corner.
Supply the bullets that kills the crazy guy.
Four times. Four times.
Fuck it.
El pobre. El pobre. Sorry, come on, man.
No, oh, no. Go on.
I want to
hear the joke anyways from Family Guy.
I
want
to hear it.
It was going to be, hey, what are you fixing up there, buddy? Hey, if I stop fixing, I'm going to start supposing.
I didn't understand like seven of the words that you just said.
I don't know.
I heard, what are you fixing? And then it was
just jarbling.
Tripping over his words. It was like your words got caught in Christmas lights that you were trying to unwrap.
His words were Chevy Chase in a vacation.
He was totally trying to high five you.
Oh, man.
No, I wasn't. I was just like, I was like,
oh man,
fuck.
So, yeah, obvious.
Oh god, obvious.
Now with extra lead.
All right, good time.
While you're eating there, do they do like bombing drills where you have to go under your table?
All right, so
are you done talking about Arby's?
Fucking Arby's sauce. That's the last thing I want to say. The fucking Arby's sauce.
Not horsey? Horsey sauce?
I love the horsey sauce, but the Arby's sauce that they put on the roast beef and cheddar, that shit's delicious.
The horsey sauce. Now made with 76% more sauce.
After this list, we should all go to one of these places.
I'm down.
Right now?
Well, not right.
Like, you think you're gonna say no?
Oh, I was gonna say yeah. I was gonna be like, oh, fuck yeah.
I haven't been to Arby's in so long. Now you make me.
I don't
wanna,
think
like,
it's open this late, though.
Yeah, I don't think they open.
But
late.
I do know which ones are open this late.
You know why? Because he's like, cause the Arby's is like, gotta go back home to the missus. Closing up shop now. It's late. Yeah, it's 5:30.
I gotta go back. Watch. Listen to the talkie radio.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon. It's time to close up shop.
My wife and I need to go lay down in our separate twin beds.
President Roosevelt will be on the tube soon. He'll be talking from his fireside.
Oh my god.
Awesome. Well,
sir, nobody eats roast beef anymore. Shut up, sir. Shut up, son.
What are you, a commie?
Yeah. My number.
You're some sort of pinko, just like the color of our roast beef.
My number three is Chicken Kitchen. Is my number three.
You know what? That's going to make my honorable mentions.
Shit.
I fucking love it.
I didn't even think about that.
I literally remembered. I didn't think about it as fast food, to be honest with you.
That's the last thing that popped in my
head. And then driving home, their slogan is literally Chicken Kitchen. And then underneath that, it says healthy fast food.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And I go, huh, okay.
Oh, right.
There it goes that.
Yeah, it's in your advertising.
It's fucking in the ad. All right, there it is. I, like you, like through college, you went through Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I ate, when I first started working in like a regular day job, I learned about Chicken Kitchen from like the people, my coworkers around me, and I was like, this shit is amazing.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this before? And they're like, yeah, everybody knows about Chicken Kitchen. I didn't know about it until in my 20s, and I was like, this shit is fucking.
I'm like the you. Until I started working at the farm.
Yeah.
That's when I didn't really even know about Chicken.
You didn't know about Chicken Kitchen?
No.
And then it was so amazing, my friend and I, my best friend and I, love this food, but we talked about this as a business model. I'm like, bro, if I was going to open up any restaurant, it'd be Chicken Kitchen.
Yeah.
And the reason why, it has to be the cheapest food to make. You guys, it's literally rice. Yep.
And chicken.
And chicken.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, that's the cheapest ingredients you could ever fucking have.
Yeah.
And then they're
you just buy like 10 chickens a day.
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
It's but here's the thing, and you're gonna mock me. I don't use the curry sauce. I use the garlic cilantro sauce.
Oh man, the curry sauce is the fucking.
I'm not lying to you. This is how naive I was to the world. I thought Chicken Kitchen invented curry sauce.
Really?
I never had curry sauce. I'm not a sauce guy. I don't like sauce. I don't like whatever. And my friend forced me to have it one time at the workplace. And when I did that, I was like, what is this? What is this?
This magical.
Oh my god! What is
this
happening?
Magic in,
oh
what
my
is
god,
this magical elixir?
What is it? And
my roast compoyo.
I drawn it in curry.
It is so good.
It's so good.
I use the garlic cilantro sauce. I love the garlic cilantro.
You know, I've never had it, but I just had cilantro.
It's a little too creamy for me.
I just because the
curry is the right amount of
chicken
of
kitchen
cream.
Still open.
Yeah, you want to pause?
You know what? The cilantro. You know what? I've never had the cilantro sauce, but I have had cilantro recently. Like when I was doing the Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
One of their recipes that is like for like almost no points. It's like 1 or 2 points. It's like when you do eggs, cook it with cilantro so that you use less.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, fuck, man.
Cilantro is the fucking magic ingredient.
Mm-hmm. No, and you know what the best thing to do at Chicken Kitchen? You ask them to get the skin from the chicken, and they keep the skin because they carve it off.
Look at his face. Look at Raul's face. So, he's so...
Yeah.
It's like,
he just came in his pants. No, I don't know if you saw this.
Raul just learned of the cheat code. He's like...
Yeah. So if you think chicken chicken is good, you ask them to cut it up. They'll get it as much as you want. They chop it up.
As much as I want.
So I usually
gonna start paying me to eat. Yeah. That is what you're telling
me. I don't usually go crazy. Like I usually just get like a original, but then I add cheese with the with the chopped skin
the
on bowls, top.
I get the Mexican. Oh, dude, it's so good. The Cuban.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah. I mean, it's all good. I've never had anything at Chicken Kitchen.
The secret is you ask them to finally chop it, so you get more chicken.
I'm just.
I don't think you get more chicken.
Oh my god!
According to Diego, who formerly of this podcast, you do.
I think that's the most ridiculous. God. That's literally what weighs more: a ton of rocks or a ton of feathers. That's the same thing. It's the same amount. You're just chopping it finer. You're not getting.
You don't
more.
Know how many times I've almost cried seeing that skin get tossed into the garbage.
No, they don't keep it in the garbage. On the grill, they have a little bin that whenever they carve it up, they put it up there, so it's even warm.
Thank God I don't work at Chicken Kitchen.
I broke him. He's like, you can get those the skin.
Damn Christmas lights.
Skin. Oh my god,
dude, the skin makes it so much better because all the flavors in the fucking skin.
Bro, you are you trying to convince us?
No.
Like the skin is good. Is it good? Is it good, Jeff? I love Chicken Kitchen.
That's a great pick. I'm not gonna do I'm not going to do
it. Didn't even consider it. But I totally agree.
Again, I didn't even think about it until I drove by it today and I was like, oh my. Because
Audible.
I don't. Now, fast food is really like across the street from my house, there's a McDonald's, literally across the street. So I just eat that all the time now. But when I was in a corporate environment where you order lunch or you go out and every day it could be something different, then Chicken Kitchen was my shit. But, so I probably haven't had it in 2 years because of that, because I'm no longer in the workforce. So I just fucking, you know. And when I travel, I try to get things that are not in Miami.
Right.
So I don't even know if Chicken Kitchen is national, to be honest with you.
Well, you know the whole story with Chicken Kitchen and Chicken Grill, right?
Isn't it a wife and husband?
It was a wife and husband that got divorced, and then they kept it. So it's
literally the same food.
Same recipe. That's why it's the same exact food. But Chicken Kitchen's the original recipe. Yeah. Something like
Chicken
that.
Chicken Kitchen's the original.
But the guy's like, I'm going to open up my own place. Fuck you. And he opened up a chicken grill and chicken grill chain.
That's like Casavana and Sergio's.
Yeah. So it's the same exact same. It's the same. It's a couple that got divorced and that's what they did.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That curry sauce. So.
Yeah, man. That is the secret to Chicken Kitchen, man.
What I like about Chicken Grill is that they give you a bigger plate.
Oh, do they?
That styrofoam, the massive thing, and they fucking fill it up so much that it's hard for them to close it. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So good.
There's a Chicken Grill closer than a Chicken Kitchen to me, so that's why. Yeah. Sometimes I go to Chicken Grill more.
But, yeah.
It's a solid pick.
Oh, so good.
All right, so I thought I was going to get shit on that one.
No.
Because I was like, it's rice and
meat. Oh, my God.
I was like, is that really fast food? But then it literally says healthy fast food.
I mean, to be honest, man, it really doesn't matter like how varied your menu is. If your menu is like two things, but it is delicious...
Don't Jeff,
which is the opposite of Sonic.
That revelation you gave me right now is like,
I think Sonic is good.
A young teenager and you find out that you can find porn on the internet. I don't know if you ever remember that day that you figured out that you can find porn on the internet. That's how I feel
now. I've given you this gift.
I do remember that day and I went so fast and got a floppy disk.
He took it out of the floppy drive, put his dick in the floppy drive.
He waited 15 minutes for half of the picture.
May 17th, 1996.
Bro, I was going to Chicken Kitchen tomorrow and getting skin on his chicken.
God.
Hey, if you go to Chicken Kitchen, I'll go with you, man.
Bro.
Fucking...
That's our bowels exploding later.
All right, so that's my number. So the number threes were Whataburger, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, and Chicken Kitchen.
Man, we already had a heart attack.
All right, number twos.
Oh boy. All right. This is also a burger joint. It's a little off-brand. It has two different names, I think. Also ate it at Texas when I went there. And it's Jack in the Box.
Oh,
Jack in the Box has two different names.
I think Jack in the Box does have two.
I don't even know what is Jack in the Box.
It's an honorable. I know it as Jack in the Box, and I know it also as Jack in the Box. No, yeah. The Mexicans are word there say Jack in the Box.
And I'm going to correct you.
Yes. Welcome to Jack in the Box.
Because it is not just a burger joint.
They have a
Jack
whole
in the Box. No, was one of the places I went to in California that I was drunk but sober enough that I remembered going to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have In-N-Out on my list, because I don't remember eating there, but I did eat there.
Yeah.
Because I was blackout drunk at that point. But Jack in the Box, you can get egg rolls. You can get mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, you can get everything.
You can get
there.
Sandwiches.
And unlike Sonic, because I think Sonic is...
Sonic has 1,000 things on their menu, but they're not great at any...
They're good.
No, they're good.
Good. They're good. And the tater tots. And they get the tater tots. The tater tots are
the tater tots and the Starbursts.
Their drinks. The drinks that they have are slushes, all that stuff. Fantastic. But Jack in the Box actually does a lot of things really well.
Yeah.
And this is...
But
this
Jack in the Box is amazing. The best thing about them is the variety of the menu, not the quality of the food.
This is the one thing...
Go ahead. This is your pick.
No worries. It's the one thing I always remember from Jack in the Box. I was up at 11 o'clock at night on the holidays and in Houston, Texas, and just going through Dragon Box and ordering the first time I ever had this in my life, a sourdough cheeseburger.
Oh, man, it's delicious.
Oh, my.
So good.
God.
Their sourdough bread is awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It forms like a perfect shell almost of like this gooey wonderfulness. And I got to give credit to Dragon Box. Their fries are not bad. Easy to find signage. It's a really easy point. I never sat in the store, but as far as drive through food, great. And I can't go wrong.
Stores fine. Inside the restaurant's nice. It's clean. I never had a bad experience at Jack in the Box. I've eaten at a couple. Yeah. You know, we don't have them out here in Miami, but
no, we don't. Unfortunately.
I've had in Texas, and I've had in
no matter how
California,
many fucking letters I write,
New Mexico.
The fuck, Jack in the Box. Yeah, I my only problem with Jack in the Box is that the place that I go to, when I go to Texas, I'm not going to Jack in the Box.
No, I understand.
So that's like,
there's Whataburger.
So I'm like, God, if they were in Miami, I'd go out of my way to go to, like, if there was one Jack in the Box, I'd go out of my way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I'm in Texas, I'm like, look, it's Sophie's choice here. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, you can go to one day and go to one the other day.
No, that means that I didn't go to the other one that one day.
I will preface. I did go to Jack in the Box before I went to Whataburger.
That's probably in your best interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. So,
is that it?
That was my number
Jack
two.
Jack in the Box. Oh. Fantastic pick.
All right. My number two.
God, we are really burning.
Yeah. How long has we been going?
It's at 58 minutes now.
Are you serious?
We haven't even broken an hour.
Holy fuck.
Well, it's an hour with the intro.
Okay.
Okay.
My number two's...
Originally this was supposed to be
nice
an hour and a half episode. Yeah. Like the topics are... this podcast is supposed to be an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That was the theory. We do half an hour of news and an hour of mountain.
The thing is, we usually don't agree this much.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
when we do agree, like in topics with The Simpsons, we just go on and on and on.
Thing is, there's only so much... per se you can talk about fast food.
That's not true.
I can
That's not true. However, I'm trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
But the picks you're making are like, all right, they're good. I wouldn't put Jack in a Box in my top four, for example. My because of the, you know, would you really would put Jack in a Box over Chicken Kitchen, for example, just to give that one out?
That's a toughie.
That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'm like, okay, so
I mean, but the thing is, like, taste is literally so
subjective,
yeah.
But
taste from one mouth to another.
Go on. So I keep telling my ex. I was going to say my wife, but I'm like, that's really disrespectful. Don't you guys change it to your ex. Everything's fine.
So, my number two is Pollo Tropical.
Awesome.
Qué rico.
Another place that has delicious curry.
I auditioned for that Qué Rico campaign.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
And they had me in the studio going, Qué Rico. Pollo Tropical. Life's better under the palm. And they had me reading it different ways. Pollo Tropical. Life's better under the palm. And then you had to fucking say that 1,010 times.
Oh, that jingle from the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken you never on the tasted grill. Chicken like Pollo Tropical. Mm. Cha-cha. Chicken on the grill.
Never tasted chicken this good.
You ever been to a Pollo Tropical in the hood?
Popeyes?
No. I have. It's called going in there, and they go in the drive through and they go, "Welcome to Polo Tropical." And I'm like, I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say? Where am I? Where am I? I'm sorry, I thought I was at Pollo Tropical. I'm sorry, this is the wrong place.
It's the only way to say that is Pollo Tropical.
Yeah, and
even white people in Miami say Pollo Tropical.
This wasn't white people.
Yeah, well.
They were like, "Welcome to Polo Tropical," and I was like, "Polo Tropical." Oh, yes. I guess that would be the fucking truck. Like, I had to. Oh, I remember the first time I used to work in the fucking hood, and I remember like, going through the drive-thru and the first time being so confused.
Excuse me. I speak jive.
Thank you, my fine brother.
If you want quick Latin food.
Yeah.
Bro,
they're chops.
Oh, the chops?
The chop bowls.
The bowl where it's like, all right, I want rice. I want corn. I want onions in this. I want that. And you can – it's – the chicken itself,
the chicken's delicious. Oh,
yeah. Whatever seasoning from heaven that they put on that shit,
Badia.
You get yuca frita there. I love the yuca frita from Puerto Rico with garlic cilantro sauce.
I'm about to say yuca frita is
because like, I'm obsessed every with once garlic. In a while.
I think the yuca. Here's the thing. I was about to make the argument as saying like I'd rather have chicken kitchen. Than Pollo Tropical. I eat Pollo Tropical on a regular. Like, that is between McDonald's, that's right across the street, and Pollo Tropical, which is further down the street. Those are two of the restaurants that I eat the most. But if there was a chicken kitchen closer, I would be going to chicken kitchen. And the only thing that would save me from going to chicken kitchen would be the fried yuca.
It's amazing. Yeah, fried and did yuca. You have you had the yuca bites with cheese in them?
Oh, yes. Have I.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me, sir. FYI, I know nobody's going to talk about this. BK, their cheese tots are back.
Oh really? Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
It. I mean, and there's a drive-through. There's a drive-through in Puerto Rico.
Yes,
there is.
You can, I mean, it's, what can I say? The food there is
their
just...
Their sauces are delicious, and yes. I know that sauces
what I like about them is that they're more affordable. They're more affordable.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're more affordable than you would think, because you get a huge heaping of food, man.
Dude, yeah. Even like, sometimes I'll get it, when I was actually watching what I ate, I got it, and it isn't even that healthy anyway, but like the chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh yeah, it's
over
good.
There, and they have like
totally
a,
not healthy.
Yeah,
no,
that's what Caesar dressing not healthy at all.
But
you're taking down 500 calories
well,
in that meal.
It's delicious, 500 calories.
Oh, it's amazing.
It but that, and then there's another wrap that they have that I've had there too. That's good. I can't remember what it is. Well, it was a Caesar wrap and some
and
other.
You,
one.
And you could just go and get a whole chicken.
Yeah, yep.
The chicken avocado wrap. Is that what you're talking about?
It might be that.
Yes, bro. Yeah, if you're on a budget and you're like, fuck, I need to feed my family tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't get paid till fucking Friday. The fuck
and you
do?
Want it to be chicken that you're pretty sure that it's chicken.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because yeah. You can go KFC and get a bucket for...
Right, yeah. But, know, but who knows what's in that bucket.
Right. But
I like to go to Chinese restaurants that have pet stores right next door. Because I know what I'm eating.
It's fresh.
It's fresh. That's what I like, fresh ingredients.
I will tell you this.
Have you ever seen that chain of emails that came out like 15 years ago where it was like one of the original chain emails where it just showed you like, I don't know what animal it is, but it's definitely not chicken. And I think it's rat, but the heads were already cut off. And it's a progression of that. And then you see them... boiled, and then you see them skinned and shaved, and then you see, and then it shows the progression, and then at the end it shows you the plate, and it's a Chinese restaurant, and you at the end result you go, yeah, that fucking looks good though. I got because the whole point is to gross you out, and I'm like, no, but that really does look good though, right? That looks like they put the sauce, and then they're cooking it, they put the sauce, and I said, I'm like. Yeah, I mean, four pictures ago, that was disgusting. But yeah. I mean, not for
I'm
nothing.
In. I'm in. Fuck.
Bro, you deep fry human, and I'll probably eat it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That was a little far.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
We're here, and you went like,
you took it to a whole new level.
Well, listen, Ro, you're being level-headed today.
This is odd. I know.
Gotta...
This is throwing me off.
I'm sorry.
But
talking
about
food.
I mean, it's...
Let's be serious, guys, okay? We're talking about food here. We're
talking about food,
okay? We can't be crazy talking about crazy things.
Pollo Tropical, it's just I love and the thing is I would at least to me from what you said I think it would still be a toss up for me between chicken
I would probably go Pollo Tropical over Chicken Kitchen.
I think there's more a little more as much as
I like the curry
kitchen,
sauce at Chicken Kitchen better than
yes,
Pollo Tropical.
And the pita bread is so fucking good.
Yeah.
But the garlic cilantro sauce.
And not for nothing, Chicken Kitchen has sour cream.
Not a sour cream guy.
Well, you're wrong. That's all that matters in life.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I've been told by many, many people.
How the fuck are you not a sour? Sour cream is the most delicious. That's what I like about going to Cuban restaurants. You ask them for sour cream, it's literally like asking them to fucking bring you back a small Asian boy that you want to take home with you. You're like, can I get sour cream?
You have that option.
What the fuck?
That was an option at Cuban.
It's not an option. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the point. That neither is sour cream. That's the whole fucking point. You ask for sour cream, and it's like you just said the craziest thing in the world. I want a sex slave to be taken home with me. They're like, I don't. Sure, we don't.
They shut that place down on 107th Avenue.
There's Eusebia who.
Well, there was that restaurant that they just shut down that had prostitutes. So
yeah. I like the fact that they kept talking about the gambling. Like,
yeah.
Who the fuck cares about those?
Tell me about the hookers.
Like, who cares about those poker machines? Like, tell me more about the hookers that you're clearly putting a fucking camera on right now.
Well, and there was over the counter cocaine too that they were
only
selling.
Miami.
So you just go up for a cafecito and cocaine and give me an 8-ball and a cafecito.
That's a little redundant.
Yeah. Speaking of only Miami, Puerto Tropical was done by 7 FIU graduates.
Yeah, was it?
Yep,
I did not know that.
In fact, you guys were talking about restaurants you lived off. Well, I was in college. Well, I was earlier in FIU. All I would
still
eat,
in college.
Yes, I'm still in college.
No, but you know what? You're not the only FIU student.
When he graduates, when Raul graduates, he's going to have more degrees than a thermometer.
Well, one degree.
I can't talk shit because it took me forever to graduate, but I did.
I don't.
Majors, minors.
I still don't have one.
How many minors do you have at this point?
I have two.
Jesus. And majors?
And the police haven't
caught you. How many majors are you going to graduate with?
With one.
Just one? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think. You can do multiple.
You can double major. It's definitely double major.
It's tough. But, I mean, FIU, right in the middle of FIU, right? Smack and blast in the middle is Puerto Pagal. And it was started up by 7 FIU students.
It's weird that it took 7 dudes to come over with rice and chicken.
They're pioneers,
weird.
Bro.
But it took 7 of them? Like, what did the 6th guy fucking throw in? And fried yuca. Like, that was the fucking guy at the end.
That guy, you give the bonus to.
No, of course. But I'm saying, my point is, like, it took 7 guys?
That 7th guy said guava barbecue.
Guava bars? Have you had the guava bars?
No. These tropical
the little
guava
fucking,
bars?
The little guava bars, bro. And it's like, I don't know, some kind of Cuban bread. But it's not Cuban bread.
Middle of the plate. The ones in the middle of the plate.
It's like, it's for dessert.
Oh yes, I do know what you're saying. I didn't know that was called a guava bar.
Oh my God.
They're all the way up now in North Carolina.
It makes perfect sense.
Are they? That's what I was going to ask, because I don't know how far
they're
actually
as far as North Carolina, as far as I know.
I take pride in fucking.
I will say this,
man.
Puerto Tropical.
You take pride
after Andrew Hicks,
like it's yours. Like you're one of the 7 guys. Like you're one of the 7 guys.
Yes. Cuban crackers there too.
After
nobody's gonna get that joke.
Nobody's gonna get that joke
unless they listen to Woo Bro,
which you should on the geek.
Something I'd also take pride in with Puerto Rico after Hurricane Andrew.
Keep talking to the mic though, because
after Hurricane Andrew hit, one of the only fast food restaurants that opened up almost immediately after Hurricane Andrew was Puerto Rico
Sports Grill. But that's not a fast food place. But that's where we our block. That's what we did. We sent somebody over there with a truck to Sports Grill to pick up wings and bring them back.
So good those wings.
We're digressing.
The McDonald's across the street from my house was open.
Yeah.
Because it didn't hit here hard. It hit here for like 3 hours and then it fucking went off.
I remember being really scared as a kid.
Yeah. Because I could see that. But it didn't hit hard is what I'm saying.
No.
Just because you're scared doesn't mean that it's...
Homestead was the one.
Yeah, Homestead. It was here for 3 hours and then it went down.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
So yeah, that's my number 2 is Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Good pick.
Chicken on the grill. You never tasted chicken.
Tastes good.
It's good. I don't remember that.
Oh, man, that jingle's
the best part.
Awesome. I'm sure we can YouTube it.
Sure.
You know what was best when you got that jingle and then you got the Florida Youth Fair jingle right after? The Miami Youth
Fair? Yeah.
The Dade County Youth Fair?
Dade County.
The fair. Be there. It's all there. The fair. Be there. The fair. Be there.
Santa's enchanted.
On the tropical park on Palmetto and Bird Road.
Games, rides, and activities. Oh, man.
God, we're so
only in Miami.
Shithole. Fucking Santa's Enchanted Forest.
Bro, you know they charge like $50 a ticket.
To get
per person.
Jesus
per person.
Christ. To have the smell of puke in your nose.
I don't think it's that bad. I just don't think it's $50 worth. But I never had a bad time at Santa's. I just never had a... I remember thinking, I paid a lot of money to be here.
I wouldn't pay too much. I wouldn't pay $10.
I would.
$5, I would.
I would pay $10.
Five, I'd
per
pay.
Per person, I'd pay $10.
I heard a rumor.
Because it's all the rides you go. They don't have the. You don't need tickets. It's not like the county fair.
I'm not going to ride those rides. I'm
yeah,
going
of to. Course, obviously, you and I don't want to ride those
that's
rides.
Exactly. That's my fucking point.
But they got to make their money somehow.
Yeah, on the terrible fucking food they're serving
excuse
you that's
you,
so
you,
delicious.
Okay. All right. You saved yourself from being outside.
Nothing
this
makes
house.
Crap taste good than deep fried.
Yeah. Mm.
Deep fried. Mm-hmm. First time I had deep fried Snickers bar.
Oh,
I never had
I've
that
never really. Had that.
I've never had that. But yeah. they had it at the kind of youth fair.
They have deep fried Twinkies. They got deep fried
I've
Snickers.
I've had deep fried Oreos.
Oreos.
Guys,
you had them with me.
Oreo.
In Iowa.
I had them before then too, but the best time was with you.
In Iowa, I don't even know how they do this. They deep fry butter.
I wish.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I wish
you
that's insane.
I wish we could have shared that
have
funnel cake.
Do I look
I
like
wish
I want to
have? Could
it?
Have too.
Yeah, maybe but somebody bit, wanted to put all this stupid shit on top of the funnel cake.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and lay it all out there. I have no idea who that person is.
Nope, me neither.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
His wife.
It's okay.
Oh,
what?
What?
No, that's impossible.
I gotta be honest with you. His wife doesn't seem like the kind of person that will fuck up food. So I'm very. No, I'm well, just. Here's, wait, that came out so wrong.
No,
that
no,
came out wrong. I mean,
no,
I mean,
okay.
Like,
no, I,
David,
I
put the gun
mean.
Away.
I know what you mean.
But I didn't. I just meant it as in like that's not her thing though. Her thing
no,
is like
no.
her thing is irrational arguments, fucking liking things that you shouldn't like,
right.
things like that. Fucking,
hating,
I've never heard of her.
Saying you hate things that internally you love.
Right.
No, we went
we,
to
we were at carnival.
That came out really wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's so weird seeing someone else stamp on the landmine.
We went to a carnival together, and she said, hey,
I didn't even notice it until everybody stayed quiet, and I was
moments,
like, why is everybody quiet? That's pretty. I'm like,
and she and we're like
moments before we leave,
yeah.
I say, man, you know, I could really go for a funnel cake, and she goes, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. We'll get a funnel cake, right? So she goes up to order the funnel cake. I like my funnel cakes with fucking apple, right?
With what?
With apple.
Okay.
Apple right on top. I know that she doesn't like that.
I don't like candy.
So I didn't...
so funny.
So I didn't say anything about the apples. Like, just get the funnel cake. She comes back with fucking chocolate fudge all over the funnel cake.
Why'd she ruin it?
That's exactly what I said.
And she's like, do you guys want some? And I go, not now.
Yeah.
That's ruining it. Why would
yeah.
you put and fucking sweet? No, you don't put chocolate on it.
And it's already got powdered sugar all
sugar.
Over it.
And the thing is, I like chocolate.
And
right?
then she ate like three bites.
You know, because
yes.
we did the Halloween candy one, and it was like mostly chocolate. But there's something about like fucking like fudge like that. No. It doesn't sit well with me.
Oh, I love fudge, just not on a fucking yeah. funnel
but,
cake.
Like I could have it on ice cream, you know, but not.
Wasn't there an ice cream scoop on top of it also?
Oh, that's blasphemy.
No.
There was
no.
something
no,
else on top
blasphemy.
Of it.
I don't think so.
That's blasphemy.
I think it may have been whipped cream.
It might have been whipped cream.
I think it may have been whipped cream. But I took one bite and I was like, bro, I can't have this. And she goes,
I don't want it.
Okay. And she took three bites and then dropped it on the floor. She says, well, if no one's gonna have it,
no.
Dropped it on the floor. I was like, are you fucking... We could have gone home and wiped the chocolate off.
No.
And then used it.
I gotta be honest with you. I gotta be honest with you. I just would have fucking taken it back and been like, can I just get one with apple, please? This shit is awful. That's what I would have done. And the fucking carnies with three fingers would have been like, bleh, 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 but they would have done it.
That's... I was...
Honey, beer. What do you mean you want to return?
I don't even want to think about it anymore. I was so upset that night.
Hey,
I'm still upset about
it. Sorry.
I'm here for you.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm here for you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
But everyone loves the powdered sugar. It makes you look like you ate cocaine. Like,
yeah, no, powdered sugar's fine.
Powdered sugar's
yeah.
delicious.
It's the fudge.
The fudge. What the fuck?
I would even take it plain.
I would take it plain, or I would even take it with Nutella. I'll take Nutella.
Nutella would have been better.
Yeah.
Nutella would have been better. But it was fudge. God. It was fake
fudge.
Ass fudge.
Fucking dumb Stephanie.
Well.
Without due respect.
After what he said, the other thing he said.
I guess that is better than the other thing.
Dude, I remember one time I did radio and I said, I was telling a story where I said my wife was, I go, man, and I called her dumb. And then Paul was like, you can't call your wife dumb. And I was like, that's the nicest thing that I had in my head. It's the nicest thing I could have said. I could have. Have said, like there's nothing else I could have said that would have been nicer than that. That's the first, that's it. All right, so
number two.
What's David's?
It is my turn.
Oh, I thought you had
fucking.
Wait, we went on this corner.
You hate that shit. You hate David. Just say you hate David. It's
no,
fine.
I would never say that.
Not allowed.
I would never say it to you.
Oh, thank
You're
you.
My world.
Oh.
You're my world, bro.
My number two, now we can talk about Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Deliciousness. It's the fast food restaurant I eat at the most. There is absolutely no question about it.
Still to this day?
Still to this day.
God bless your stomach.
God bless
your stomach. Still to this day, yeah.
God bless your fingers still made, tight.
God like, bless your golden lined anus.
Yeah, because Christy took me. Christy, we went like a few months ago, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not doing it again." Yeah, nobody shitting my life away for the entire next day.
I feel like sometimes I eat Taco Bell. I feel like I have those loose farts. I feel like some shit came out.
Oh my god!
You're not
think
sure if it was a fart or you did shit your pants.
Did I shart?
I think I may just have. I'm just immune to it.
You know what happened was 4 years ago I lost 100 pounds, and by doing that I cut out all fast food, and I including Taco Bell, and then the very first fast food that I had in a literal year was Taco Bell, and it went right fucking through me.
Yeah.
And then since then I've been very cautious, and I know that it's because my body went through a year of no fucking grease.
It could have been
anything. It's kind of like when you get drunk off that first alcohol that you get fucking wasted off, and you go, I don't want to ever have that again. Yep. And not that I don't want to have Taco Bell again, because I still have it, but I have their breakfast.
Oh, breakfast is delicious.
That's the best fast food breakfast on the fucking market.
Yes, it is.
Have you had it?
I had some.
I haven't had the breakfast yet.
It is.
The breakfast is fucking amazing. That shit.
The AM wrap?
Dude. Oh. That shit is gold. Where do you get it? You get a steak or bacon?
Steak.
I get sausage. That's weird. I know. Everything else, I get steak. Like the fucking breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
I get steak. Breakfast burritos are fucking amazing, dude. Yeah. They're a real. Like, I get the McDonald's breakfast burritos that I like, but nothing like.
Those are good. Those are good.
But not like the fucking Taco Bell.
No. Taco Bell.
And then the AM Crunch Wrap is so clutch, bro. The only problem is they stop serving breakfast at 10 o'clock. Yeah. And I'm like.
I think Mickey D's and BK's 10:30.
No, Mickey D's is 24
all day now. Mickey D's is all day now. That's right.
Both of them are all day now.
You can get a Whopper on the McGriddle biscuits bread.
What?
Yeah.
Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God.
How is the skinny guy teaching you guys all these hacks?
Jeff, I think you're you're an inside fat guy.
You can get a Whopper on the McGriddle?
Yeah. You just ask them. You say, I want a Whopper, but on the McGriddle bread.
How does that fit?
I get Mac sauce from McChicken, but
or not a Whopper. The
Big Mac?
A Big Mac.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. I was like,
nonetheless, still impressed.
You know, I'm not the only one that heard this.
Sorry.
Like, the guy at BK will run to the McDonald's and get, like, bro, I got you, man.
Sorry,
you gotta have this.
Brain fart. Big Mac.
Yeah. He goes back.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good. Sounds good.
Dude, I am not a Big Mac guy because I don't like fucking messy shit. Right, and they
Big Mac is delicious.
I didn't like it. I haven't liked it for over 20 years because it's messy. That bun in the middle is stupid. Is there for no reason?
I don't care for the bun in the middle.
Yeah, you're like, I don't fucking need that. It's just it creates this mess and it fucking flops over. Now they have three different Big Macs.
Yeah,
you have the original, then they have the Mac Junior, and they have I forget what it's called. Like,
the
Triple Mac?
Yeah, Triple Mac.
No, it's not a Triple Mac. It's not called Triple Mac. Raul doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mac Senior.
No, it's what's it called, Jeff?
I don't remember.
Daddy Mac? Mac Daddy?
That'd be funny. Oh, crap.
New Big Mac. Big Mac. It is the Mac Junior, the
please that be Triple Mac,
Big Mac, and Grand Mac.
Oh, there you go,
Grand Mac.
It's not a triple, dummy. So today I had
which is the Burning Mac.
Today
he's dead.
It's a dead sandwich that wasn't appreciated when it was alive, but it should have been because
Mr. 3000 was underrated,
very much so. So today I got a Mac Junior.
Uh huh.
Cause I go, fuck it, I don't like the extra bun in the middle, whatever. And I look at the bun, I'm like, whatever. I'll get a Mac Junior. And I got a Mac Junior, and I didn't get the meal. I just got the Mac Junior, and I was like, holy fuck, this is amazing! It's everything that the Big Mac was trying to be, but it wasn't messy.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I didn't have that extra.
It's better packaging.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so, and it's even though it's only one patty, it's not two, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
At least I got to try because I do
now
like the Big Mac.
Now I'm thinking to myself, I think I should try the Big Mac without just the bun, ask him to take the bun off the middle.
Yeah, that way you get the two patties.
Yeah.
The two things I do is for McDonald's breakfast, I get the bagel sandwich with sausage instead of bacon.
Bagel sandwich?
No, I get the number five.
I do the biscuit sandwich with egg,
bacon, and cheese.
That's what Stephanie
does. The biscuit?
The biscuit sandwich with two hash browns.
Egg McMuffin, man.
I order off the menu. I don't order a number. I go.
Are you too cool? I go
two breakfast burritos and a egg and cheese biscuit, and then I'll go. Okay, those give me the three. Give me the three burritos. Instead. I always do that. I always order two and then go. Just give me the third one. Give me the third one. Yeah.
All right. So Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
McDonald's wasn't even our fucking place.
No, we started talking about McDonald's breakfast.
Oh shit! I forgot totally about Taco Bell. Taco Bell, my cheesy gordita crunch. That may make the mountain of fast food items.
Right.
For me, is the cheesy gordita crunch.
My number one fast food item is the Volcano Burrito, which is no longer there.
They reintroduced it
last year, and it was around for about 6 months, and then they took it away again.
And then when people started dying...
Because the volcano was out of your ass.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. I'm like, that doesn't...
The volcano sauce is the most delicious thing that you can have in your mouth.
Have you guys ever had the Fiesta potatoes there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Christy and I...
Let me put it to you this way. If it's a menu item at Taco Bell, yeah. I've had it.
Christy and I are all about the Dorito Loco Taco.
Dorito Loco Taco.
I like Dorito Loco Taco, but cheesy gordita crunch to me is undeniably
the chicken
best.
The Crunch Wrap Supreme,
I always get a Crunch Wrap. I know you said
I like the grilled stuffed burritos, dude.
I've never had a crunch wrap that's not AM. That's not a morning crunch wrap. And it took me a while to have the morning crunch wrap.
You know, like, you know,
$5 you could get every single thing we've said so far.
Did you get? Yeah. Oh yeah.
That sauce, that cheesy gordita crunch sauce.
Oh yeah.
They used to have spicy chicken on their menu, and the spicy chicken crunch wrap.
It's not spicy chicken. It's
awesome.
Spicky chicken. And that was like an authentic chicken from Mexico. And they're like, hey, it's a spicky chicken.
The only drawback is that they have Pepsi products there.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bro.
Deal breaker.
I'm sorry. That fucking deal breaker. Bro, that iced tea.
Thank God Sunkist is there.
The mango iced tea.
The iced tea. Yeah.
Oh, the iced teas are, but that's not Pepsi.
That's Nestea. Yes, it is. That's a Pepsi product. Yes, it is. Yes, it fucking is.
Nestle You're learning product, shit Nestle. About food today, bro.
I am. I'm getting so happy.
We gonna learn you
He's
some
taking
knowledge.
Down notes like a reporter. He's like, slow down!
His boner is filled with grease instead of blood right now.
All boners are.
I wish my blanket was just made of chicken skins. I'd be like,
chicken skin blanket.
That would be
amazing.
Oh, man.
But yeah,
I mean, sleep, and every once in a while I go,
you can't go wrong with Taco Bell, man.
Right now, I'm all about.
Oh,
the
you can,
yeah.
But it's all like about the right now. No, you can go wrong with Taco Bell, but that's later on in the night.
Like,
right
I
now,
yeah, I can't. Like I said, I eat Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, you guys want to go?
I have Taco Bell probably once a week.
You want to make it that tonight?
Jesus,
you should make it tonight.
David, bro, I am so down.
We're gonna get tired. We're gonna get tired.
Here's the thing,
because I swear to God, I ate breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning. We had the Cuban restaurant, and I did not have lunch again, which was the Mac Junior. I didn't have lunch until fucking 5:30, bro.
Damn, that's late. That's,
bro,
that's
I was
dinner.
Starving. Oh, let's be real. I was starving, and I'm fucking. That was 5:30. What time is it now? It is 10:45, and I'm starving
again. It's time for your dinner.
It's time for my din.
Yeah.
All
right. I still have Taco Bell all the fucking time. You know when I started going to Taco Bell? I remember exactly when it was.
Oh, I remember too. I remember what grade I was in.
What grade were you in?
I was in ninth grade.
All right.
And it was when they still had like the $20 tacos, like the 20 bucks, it was like a 20 pack. Mm. It was either a 10 pack
split with
10
somebody.
Pack of tacos or.
No.
That's cute. It was a 10 pack of tacos or a 20 pack of tacos. And that was really all their menu. Like their menu was just tacos, hard or soft. And I remember they had a couple other things, but there was nothing like crazy. They had a Mexican pizza.
Mexican pieces, awesome.
But they didn't have these crazy inventions that they have now. And I remember going there like, oh, I've never been here before. And it was my older brothers and I, and we went to Taco Bell and we split like a 20 pack. And I'm like, these things are fucking delicious. I remember taking my dad there for the first time years later, and he having a taco for the first time, and he was like, hey, these are great. Like, why don't we get where? And every time he wanted to go back, he goes, hey, let's get the little tacos. The little like, he never called a Taco Bell. He's just like, let's get some tacos. And I'm like, you want to go to Taco Bell again? Goes,
yeah. Now, what guy are you? Are you a gordita guy, or are you a chalupa guy?
Chalupa.
I have to agree with you.
Chalupa. Gorditas are chalupas that haven't realized their dream yet. that's all it is.
First time I went to Taco Bell was I was on my way to go see the theatrical re-release of A New Hope with my uncle.
So you needed something to make you take a shit.
Well, here's why.
You're watching A New Hope. Oh, you said New Hope. I thought you meant episode one. I'm sorry. That joke is way off now.
I was like, wait a second. What?
Before. No, I'm sorry. So it was 1997. Right? I was 10 years old. Star Wars was back in theaters, and they were the fast food chain that got the Star Wars
contract.
So they had toys, they had the cups, they had all that stuff. My uncle took me by there on the way to go see the movie. And I had never had it before, and he was like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I don't know. I've never eaten here before." He was like, "Just have a fucking taco." So he got me a fucking taco.
Just a
taco. And that was the last time David was skinny.
And that's when my life was over.
Little did your uncle know that he just shortened your life by 15 years.
Yeah, bro. And then, like you said, college got me right through college.
Yep. Yeah, because they had one right across from FIU, so I just go there all the time.
They had one right down the street from St. Thomas.
I think where I began was during the Godzilla movies when the movie of Godzilla.
Oh wow, that was way. I was already a Taco Bell G.
You know why? Because that's when they first introduced chicken.
Okay,
they didn't have chicken for a long time.
So it was just beef.
And then
they didn't even have steak. It was just beef.
Before that beef was very
so you were
hard quotes. Hard quotes with that beef.
Yeah. So you were consoling yourself from watching Godzilla by eating all those tacos?
Oh, the gorditas. Oh god. For a long time I thought gordita was the greatest thing ever created until I had a chalupa.
And you're like, oh, all they did was get a fucking gordita and go, hey, we should deep fry that. Oh my god, you're right. You know what happened was, right? Somebody was making a gordita, fucking fed it to the fryer, and they're like, oh, get it out, and they're like, oh my god, we have invented champagne. That's how champagne was invented. They were trying to do something completely different, and poof, champagne.
Oh, and then later on, I was like, oh, there's nothing better than a chalupa. And then I had a fucking Crunchwrap, and I was like, oh my god,
Crunchwrap is.
I've never had one. Should I have? One?
It's a go-to, man.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's like fucking Old Faithful. If you don't know what to get, you're like, yeah.
Who the fuck doesn't know what to get on Taco Bell?
Crunchwrap is
like, it's intimidating. You go and it's literally it's a rainbow of color.
You know what I ordered for a long time? This was my meal for a long time. That's why I'm fucking fat. I swear to God, this was my meal. I used to go there and get a cheesy gordita crunch, get two cheesy gordita crunch, two bean burritos, and a Mexican pizza combo. Mm-hmm. That was my fucking meal.
Holy shit.
Next time,
I used to tell my friends that, and my friends were like, my friends who get high, they're like, dude, you eat like me when I get high. That's your daily meal? I'm like, yes, that's my every fucking day meal. And he goes, yeah, that totally makes sense.
You know what's even crazy? Their simplest stuff? A fucking chicken.
Their bean burrito is fucking amazing.
Bean burrito, but order it fresco style. It comes with tomatoes and onions and cilantro. Mm. Oh my god!
Lettuce? It sounds like they put lettuce in there.
No lettuce.
Okay, good.
No lettuce.
Even their chicken quesadilla, man. Oh,
chicken quesadilla is fucking awesome.
What do you mean even? What do you mean even? You're saying
it's
that
so
like
simple, but it's so
tortilla, cheese, and chicken, bro. Yeah, what the fuck, yeah, man. It's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing.
Everything there.
We're going to talk about. Stop. We're going to talk about today.
Telling you, the Crunchwrap Supreme is like a frisbee of awesomeness.
Yeah. You know, my wife hates my wife hates Taco Bell, which is weird that we're still married. But but the only item that she'll get there is the quesadillas.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only items that she'll go there. She's like, everything else is nasty, and I'm like, well, whatever, dude. I don't even disagree with her.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nasty. I'm like, no, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fucking amazing,
but
though.
So is sex.
Yeah. You know, I tell her that shit all the time. She's like, you're so gross. I'm like, yes, sex is gross.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And body fluid all over the place.
It's fucking gross. It is. It's fucking gross.
The sounds, the smells, but somehow.
It's amazing.
It's magic.
Yeah. And we're talking about your lupus here. We're talking about Chalupas. That's the all right.
So, Neri, what's your number two?
My number two is a place that I took Raul to a couple weeks ago called The Habit.
Very good.
That
I haven't
not
had
knocking it.
It.
That Habit, it's there's one on the only
oh,
one I've ever seen.
Habit Burger?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do know what you're talking
that
about.
That burger, I had it three nights in a row, like 4 weeks ago. What?
Nothing. I just remembered something. Go. Come on, keep going.
Yo, you just talking. Interrupted the whole thing.
You interrupted the whole
thing. I didn't. I didn't say anything.
You made a fucking, a huge, like.
But it was silent. It's not a freaking
I know,
medium.
But I'm thinking there's something.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Can I audible one really quick?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm taking off Jack in the Box. I'm putting Shake Shack.
Okay.
All right.
Shake Shack is my number two. My number two.
All right, so
great.
Shake Shack, I have no problem putting over everything else there. Shake Shack is.
Well, that was my complaint to you when you first said. When you first said Jack in the Box, I asked you, would you put Jack in the Box over Chicken Kitchen? You're like, oh, and I'm
but
like,
no,
well,
this
that's your
one
answer.
I have no problem putting
Shake Shack.
Okay. Shake Shack
is great.
Fucking amazing.
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's something worth interrupting. Is an audible. Yeah, okay, sure. The Habit Burger. I fucking love this place. My wife introduced me to it. She's like, oh, there's a new place called The Habit. Do you want to go there? I'm like, I don't like trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very weary of trying new things, and I've realized this. I've learned this about myself within the last 2 years while doing WooBro, where my coworkers would be like, "Why do you not like doing new things?" And I had to force myself to start thinking about why do I not like specifically with food. And I don't. I have the fear of throwing away money.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm cheap. I just hate the thought of the possibility of ordering something, not liking it, and not finishing it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And I'm like, just go with what you know you're going to like.
No, but you know what? That comes from growing up poor.
Yeah.
Because...
What, and, you've read? Also, you've read? Somebody who had every Star Wars toy ever.
Listen, my parents didn't always have money. And for a good part of my childhood, I mean, I never went hungry.
Clearly.
Yeah. But it was ingrained in me that you finished everything that was on your plate.
Yeah, man. I just have a fear of that's it. And I like again, this was within the last year and a half. I had to like start reflecting because I started working cruise ships, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna have that. I've never had that, so I'm not gonna have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became cruise ships is easier because you're not paying for it. You know, mm-hmm. It's already all inclusive, but it became this thing, and I had to like start forcing myself. Like I ate Indian food for the first time a year and a half ago when I went to Vegas. I didn't order it correctly. I ordered the chicken, whatever with curry, whatever yep. It's called. Mm-hmm. But it didn't come with rice, and I didn't know that you had to order with rice.
Oh, okay.
So I was literally eating like chicken curry soup. It's basically what I was having. So it was all right. But
yeah,
I think
jasmine rice there, and it's
but that bread that they have.
Mm. Oh yeah,
I fucking love Indian food.
Naan bread, bro. Yeah. Mm. The next day, I called the place just to see if I could order just naan bread. I was like, "Look, your chicken shit was not that great, but I'll have that fucking naan bread all day." So,
you know what's the problem with that is that they should have went nom nom nom. That should be the name of bread.
Yeah,
yeah.
I tried. So, anyways, I don't like trying. So, my wife, because we could try that burger, and the only reason I tried it is because A, she asked me to, and B, I was like, it's a burger place. How bad can it be?
Right.
Bro, that first bite, I was fucking sold. I kept telling for 3 days in a row. Whenever I have Habit, I never have it just one night. I'll go back the next day and be like, let's do that again.
Yeah.
Like what we did yesterday, let's do that shit again.
Yeah.
Like when you have good sex, like, hey, remember what we did yesterday? Let's do it
again.
Let's
try it again.
Let's try it again. I just want to duplicate
it. It can
only
get better.
Yeah, it can't get worse. It's not going to work. But I love the fucking Habit. Oh. That burger place is the shit. This is the one my wife said that is she doesn't think fast food. And I'm like, why don't you think it's fast food? And she goes...
I understand because that's why I don't consider Shake Shack fast food because it's more of a sit down, kind of more chill place environment. And fast food joint, I don't know why, maybe because of the wording, but I always imagine people just flying in and out, like people on like a lunch shift and stuff like that. That's why I imagined it differently.
You've never been to the Habit during lunch shift. That shit is not fucking everything is to go. But yeah, no,
Shake Shack, by the way, categorizes themselves as fast casual.
Yeah, that means nothing to me.
I know it doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something to the restaurant. They're saying that, and in the same way where Raul, you're thinking, you know.
What about Chicken Kitchen? Look up Chicken Kitchen.
I'm going to look them up. I know they advertise
fast food
as fast food, but I see, my opinion is fucking shit, but I think of it as a fast casual.
I have to agree with Nuri, though. I had that chicken sandwich there at the Habit. Oh, oh, boy.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody... I take him to a fucking burger joint for the first time that he's never been to, and he orders a chicken sandwich. I'm like, who the fuck does that?
They opened that up by the Target, right, on Flagler? Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I've been meaning to go.
Dude, trust me. And they have this one called...
Fast casual. Habit calls themselves Fast Casual.
Not Habit. I was talking about...
But yeah, I just wanted to check up on that one before I forgot.
Oh, no. I knew from the moment I said it, I was like, what, they're going to classify themselves as Fast Casual. But to me, that's fast food. It has the word fast in the title. It's fast food.
Yeah, it could have been a burger joint.
Quality meat, you know.
It's not the same as... You know who else categorizes themselves as Fast Casual? Would be Fuddruckers. But they're not Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers is a sit-down place. Oh man, those wedges. Yeah. Those
Fuddruckers is a sit-down.
No, those wedges.
That's fast casual. Oh.
So, see, that is there's a difference between that and.
Do you ever just get
like,
them?
To me, right. Those aren't the same thing. Like if you're gonna say both of these are fast casual, the Habit or Five Guys, for example, because you've been to Five Guys. Let's give you an example of a place you've been to. Five Guys is fast casual, and Fuddruckers is fast casual. Do you think those two things are the same? Those two places are the same?
No.
No, of course not. No, that's
I think. I think the most non-fast casual of the fast casual places is Five Guys.
Right.
Hmm. Jeff, you had a point.
No, on I was looking it up because there was a debate about Five Guys.
On the Facebook thread.
On the Facebook thread. Businessinsider.com, Forbes, and I forgot which other one.
Variety?
They did. I don't remember. I might have been.
That's what you said when you came to my house.
Right. Okay, so that was Variety. And then... they did the top fast food chain franchises, mm-hmm. and Fuddruckers was on there, Five Guys was on there, Chipotle was on there. Mm-hmm. So those three major business sites consider it fast food restaurants.
Yep. To me, Five Guys wasn't even an option. To me, Five Guys was like, yeah, that's fast food. Like I wasn't even... I said it like not even... So I didn't think it was going to start this whole big argument that it did like on the thread. It was this whole huge argument. And I was like, it's fast food. That's like common sense to me. And again, I had never heard the phrase fast casual at that point into that argument on the thread.
Right.
I had never even heard of that. I was like, that's a thing? And then when I heard it, I was like, yeah, but the word fast is literally still in the title. So how is that not fast food? It's just fast casual food, but it's still fast food.
I think of it as like, you know... If fast food is 1.0, fast casual is the 1.5 before you get to
Chili's
to Chili's and Macaroni Grill and those restaurants, you know, and that's 2.0 before you get to like, you know, Fleming's and Capital Grill, 3.0.
But gentlemen, there is no debate. Five Guys, The Habit, and Shake Shack are delicious places.
Yeah.
There is no debate.
Well, and that's why, like, you know, ultimately, I don't have a problem with whatever you put on your list because it's all good fucking food.
And good for you.
So, do you guys ever do the thing?
General, 1952.
Sure. Do you guys ever do the thing? I don't know if this is going to be a testament to my fat-assness.
Yes. Theodore Roosevelt. Roosevelt. It was Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get in Fuddruckers just a little the little saucer plate and just pour in all the cheese, the melty cheese,
always,
and eat the cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I take the fucking thing from the pump. I just take that whole thing out.
You put a straw in it?
I'm like, this one's mine. I don't know what you guys are going to have.
But somebody figure out a situation.
Yeah, like, somebody. You should let somebody know. Hey, there's somebody.
They're out.
The rest.
Hey, you're out.
You're out. Hey, guys, you're out. You're out.
But to the listeners out there, we have had sex, all of us.
Not together.
I had sex.
Not together. Hey,
but not yet. We're going to have to talk about it later on and see what happens.
We're going to share a crunch wrap and think that we're going to happen.
Oh, man. We should have crunch wrap from one end, for each of us from one end.
Like, oh, my God. Lady the Tramp.
Like Lady and the Tramp.
Yes. It's just going to be Tramp and Tramp, though.
Oh, God.
It should be Tramp and Whore.
Oh.
Food Whore. All right, so the number twos were Shake Shack, Pollo Tropical, Taco Bell, and The Habit.
Oh, man. Do we have listener picks?
Yes, we do, my friend. A lot.
Now that David's changed his tune on Five Guys, I'm not going to make him read all the people that put Five Guys as fast food chains.
I love Five Guys.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of people.
I have not changed my tune. It is the most non-fast casual of the fast casual.
I understand why Five Guys does this.
Still is.
But the only thing I do not like about Five Guys is putting aluminum foil wrapping around the burger. It's the only thing that bugs me.
The what?
The putting the aluminum foil wrapping around the burger.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because The Habit wraps up their burger too, but not in the aluminum foil. They have respect. They put the little paper or whatever. Yeah, it's just not aluminum. Paper. And it's not, there's a big difference, I feel. Mm-hmm. God,
pull that. I understand why they do that because it retains the heat. But sometimes I feel it messes up the burger sometimes. I don't know.
The point of having paper is so that shit doesn't fall off the bottom.
Yeah.
You can do that without the fucking tinfoil. Mm-hmm. Tinfoil is just dangerous.
Yes.
A little bit. Have you ever eaten like a piece of aluminum by mistake when you're buying into 5 Guys?
Thankfully, no.
No.
I have.
All right. So, testament to. Do you want to read it? Or you want
me? Yeah, you can go ahead.
All right. So, Mike Alexander has from 1 to 4, he has Chicken Shack from Detroit, Grandy's from Central Florida, Gainesville area, 5 Guys, and then KFC, Popeyes, Chick-fil-A. Special mention, KFC has bar none the best nuggets of any national chain.
Woo!
Kentucky Nuggets.
What?
I will contest that.
The what?
KFC has the best nuggets?
Had.
Did you say had?
Ever. Had.
Get the f-
And then we keep reading what it says.
Yeah. National chain Kentucky Nuggets, but drop them from the bottom of the fryer scrapings called popcorn chicken.
Yeah, they used to be called Kentucky Nuggets, but then they dropped it out of the menu.
I don't know that I ever had them.
For a fight, I didn't have them.
John Evans has Big Boy.
Big Boy's good. Big Boy. I completely forgot about Big Boy.
Then he adds Checkers, Sonic.
How did you forget about Raul?
And Miami Subs.
Miami Subs.
It's an odd one mention, actually.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah. Jay Risk has... He took a photo in the drive-thru at McDonald's, but doesn't have McDonald's under. He has 5 Guys, Boston Market, which is another great one. Wendy's.
Boston Market. That mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that mac and cheese is serious, yep. Bro. Oh, my God. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Why can't there be one restaurant that has all these places together? And what do you want? An Arby's roast beef and cheddar and a mac and cheese?
Because people would die.
Oh, my God.
The closest thing to it are the Cantago Huts.
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he threw in Denny's, but Neri corrected him and that is a diner.
Yeah.
He had Denny's. That's not even fast casual. Yeah,
Waylon Pollen.
That's like not casual.
We have Waylon?
Waylon Pollen.
Oh, we got a Waylon guy.
Has Hardee's, cool. Chick-fil-A, Checkers, and 5 Guys.
Hardee's. Nice.
David Flick has McDonald's, Popeyes, Checkers, and Cane's. Daniel Converse has Checkers, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, and Sonic. Carlos Navarrete has White Castle, Sonics, Checkers, and 5 Guys as number one. Jimmy De Valle has Los Chamos Arepas in Miami and also Puerto Rico. Shake Shack in New York, Fat Sal's in L.A., and Heart Attack Grill in Vegas. But I think Heart Attack Grill is a restaurant.
Yeah, it is. But I already corrected him once, so I didn't want to correct him again. Because he gave one answer, and then I had to go back and be like, can you give me 3 other ones so you can fucking make a mountain, asshole?
Yeah, well, Alessandra Martinez has her 3 Mount Rushmore of In-N-Out, Taco Bell, and Sonic. Vanessa Sains. In no particular order, Panera, Culver's, Starbucks, and Chick-fil-A.
Starbucks shouldn't be there.
Starbucks can be there because Starbucks there has.
I don't go to Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks for food.
That's the Forbes.
Some people do. Some people get the turkey sandwiches.
Sure, they get that, but they don't go there for that. They go there for the coffee, and they go, "Fuck it, I'll get something else."
Some people actually eat Starbucks breakfast. Yeah, like they'll go there all the
time.
They're
dumb.
Oh,
they're there for the, but they go there for the coffee. And they get something else because they're
no,
there
but
already.
Some people but that are obsessed with the food.
There are legitimately some people who go to McDonald's for the coffee.
Like, Christie's obsessed with the K-pop.
Sure. That's understandable, too. But
I don't know. I would say Starbucks.
It's on that list. I think Starbucks. Let me correct what apparently I've been putting out there because I didn't. I don't think that Starbucks is not a fast food restaurant. I just think that it's not good enough to be at a top four.
I think it definitely is, but I wouldn't think of it as primarily a fast food place. I think of it primarily as a coffee place. I'm with you on that. But if it is to be considered a fast food joint, it's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
Honorable mentions
but
for her.
I don't personally think of it
Wendy's and Checkers.
I would take Dunkin' Donuts over Starbucks any day of the week.
Fuck yes.
Any day of the fucking
fuck
week.
Yes.
If I'm gonna go somewhere for their coffee.
Their coffee is real deal.
It's real deal. And if I'm gonna go somewhere to get coffee, and by the way, I'll get something to eat. Oh, by the way, I'll get a fucking Boston cream donut. You goddamn right. Goddamn right I'll get a Boston cream donut.
I'm gonna get a Bavarian cream.
I'm gonna get the chocolate.
Sandra Carlos's wife has In-N-Out, Panera, Starbucks, and Moe's. Which Moe's almost
made my list.
Bro, Moe's is legit.
Yeah. Welcome to Moe's.
Bro, Moe's is
so that queso, good. Bro.
That made my honorable mentions, Moe's.
I prefer Chipotle to Moe's.
I don't like Listeria.
So you like salmonella.
Yeah, salmonella. Like, some of us don't have the rectum of a god.
In fact,
that's a line from South Park, by the way.
Did you ever see
that episode?
I did not
see Chipotle
that one.
Episode?
I did not
Holy
see
Holy shit. Because he kept doing the Chipotle way with a spray like what's his name, Billy Zane.
Yeah,
he kept doing like the infomercial to wipe away the blood from your underwear. Yeah. And then Stan was like what, and everybody else kept buying it. Like everybody's like, oh, that's a great invention. And then Stan was like, what are you talking about, blood from you? If you bleed from your ass, don't eat this shit. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, everybody bleeds from their ass when they eat Chipotle. And then he's like, I don't bleed from my ass. And then Hartman looks at me and goes, sorry, Stan, not all of us have the golden rectum of a god.
If I was to make a list that had fast casual restaurants, Chipotle would be my number one.
Chipotle is fast casual?
Chipotle is fast casual.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... Okay.
It's listed as fast casual.
Is it really? I go into Chipotle and go, this is a Taco Bell.
It's listed as fast casual.
No, dude,
but
the all their food is organic.
It
organic. Is that the salmonella is organic as yeah, well?
That's why it's organic.
It is organic salmonella. Yes. Are you going to contest that?
It is listed as fast casual, but
like what's the alternative to organic salmonella? No, this salmonella has been made. It's been processed.
It's been made with GMO.
Yeah, it's just a lot of GMO in the salmonella.
Yeah, no, it's listed as fast casual, but it is on all those sites listed as a fast food chain.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I definitely thought it was fast food. I'll take Moe's. Bro.
Almost.
Bro, that home record burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Bro. Oh, bro.
You like lime?
Yeah.
I love lime.
I like lime, awesome. But lime's too expensive.
Three lime Baja tacos.
Lime is really good. And I would say, lime is better than Moe's as far as food, but not worth the money that they charge.
Yeah.
I think they're still overpriced. Give me that queso dip with bacon in it.
Yeah. No. It's
best
legit.
Queso dip.
It's legit.
Cantina Grill.
It's legit. When
Cantina Grill has the
Cantina's
best
okay.
queso.
Whoa. Go fuck yourself.
Hey,
fuck yourself.
Last week I ate at Cantina.
He was like, I just found out about the skin.
They have a food truck now, and they go to my job.
Really?
It's the happiest time in my life when
Food Truck Fridays.
It's the genuine happiness on the check.
Cantina Grill. I go, is this fucking Cantina Grill from my house?
Bro,
and I go, okay, I need my chicken quesadilla with bacon and the garlic cilantro sauce, because apparently all I get is garlic cilantro.
Garlic cilantro all the way, man. There.
And then the queso, the cheese dip that they have, the melted queso.
Yes,
dip.
It is the semen of the gods.
I have to get two... the Aztec gods.
Moe's is better in my mind.
That queso dip in Moe's is awesome.
The Moe's queso is much creamier.
I have to get two because Christy and I refuse to share with each other.
Cantina's is more liquidy.
I will take the Cantina queso over
any other queso. Then we'll agree or disagree.
Chili's queso?
No, but the lime queso dip.
On the Borders
as
queso.
As much as I love the queso dip from Cantina Grill, the lime queso dip. With
on the border bacon? Queso dip,
On the border queso dip is a different level.
Yeah, that's a whole other ballgame, my friend. Yeah. That is not business. That is not casual. That is legit.
No, that is
fast formal. It's a whole other level.
You see me put down the entire
oh
queso.
Oh my god, dude! This guy ate like three. I'm not exaggerating. We were waiting for our wives, and he ate like three. Legitimately by himself. I ate maybe one or two off the first basket. He ate three baskets of fucking chips. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't be able to fucking. And then he ate a fucking
mostly
meal.
Mostly salsa, but also queso.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. And I was like, how do you eat three baskets of fucking chips? I would have been done. I'm like, that's my meal.
My
meal was free. Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
My favorite food is chips and salsa.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. I couldn't believe it. Three baskets. I'm like, fucking three. I'm like, Jesus. Our wives were getting there. Granted, they took like 45 minutes to get there. But I was like, I plan on eating a real meal. I don't want to fill up.
I'm still trying to figure out which Mexican joint you guys are talking about.
On the border.
On the border.
Oh, on the border. Yeah.
All right. Christy Mercantini, my boo.
Oh, every once in a while when you get the onion and the queso.
No. All right. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Pepper.
Christy has Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, honorable mentions, Pollo Tropical, Tommy's Burger, Chili Burgers, and McDonald's for breakfast.
Or honorable mentions, right?
Yeah.
She had your same list. except Arby's.
Yeah,
she's Jack from David.
All right. And then Mike Mercadal has McDonald's family business.
His mom was a manager at McDonald's.
Okay.
Oh.
NYC Holocart, seriously. Pals, a burger place by his dad's house in Tennessee. In-N-Out Burger. Honorable mentions, Y La Canaria, which I had asked David because it does have a drive-through, but it is a waitress. A you sit down and you
serve. That's the thing that I had like with Fritanga. I thought about putting Fritanga on there because Fritanga does not have a drive-through. However, it's not waitress.
Yeah.
It would be equivalent to a chicken kitchen.
Right.
Mm. You go, you order at the counter, and they fill up your plate.
Fast casual is what I would call it.
See, here's the thing.
I'll call it specialty.
I call that more of a casual rest. I call that, but it's so weird because there's no way. That to me was a weird one. Mm. And the reason why I don't think about it as fast food is because that's the food that I grew up with in my house.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with burgers in my house.
Right.
Like burgers, I have to go out. That's like my mom didn't make burgers. Mm-hmm. Hispanic women don't make burgers. They make Hispanic burgers, which are not the fucking same thing. Square Wonder Bread, fuck out of here. I'm kind of getting into a fucking Eddie Murphy bit, but that's the truth. That's how I grew up. I had the same childhood. But go ahead.
And then Mike had Chick-fil-A. Tony Esposito has Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Arby's, and Steak and Shake. Brad Tassel says,
"Oh, Steak and Shake."
He says, "Sorry, I'm useless." Subway. Second Taco Bell. Now, when I was a kid, Burger Chef has a works bar. I don't know what that. Daniel Hernandez has Chick-fil-A, Sonic, Wendy's, and Bojangles.
Sonic is too high on these. I don't see the fascination.
It's just because
I also don't see the fascination with Bojangles.
Well, their biscuits.
I mean,
biscuits are good.
No, their biscuits are legit.
Biscuits are great, but I don't know. Like, I know a couple people who
I'll go out of my way for a biscuit.
Buy Bojangles.
I'll go out of my way for a biscuit.
Meh.
Yeah.
Then we got.
During the daytime.
Well, of course.
When there's still sun outside, I'm like, whoa, hold on. Don't get caught in that fucking weird 5:30, 6 o'clock shit. No, thank you. The sun goes down. Oh, shit.
Now, last person, Marco Ruiz, Arby's, but only the roast beef and curly fries and Jamocha shake and onion rings, but only that.
Very specific.
Very funny.
Guy knows what he wants.
All right. So what are your honorable mentions? By the way, we're at 2 hours.
Oh, nice. All right. We filled up some space. My honorable mentions are Whataburger, Checkers, Popeyes, Sonic, and Mickey D's. I mean, you gotta give it to the top dog.
I can't wait
to
see that movie, man.
Founder? That looks really good.
Looks good.
Yeah, looks awesome. I can always have Mickey D's, you know? You know what I love? Their regular cheeseburger. The regular cheeseburger is fucking delicious.
Christy always gets a junior bacon cheeseburger.
I get a McChicken with mac sauce on it.
McChicken. Yes, bro. Underrated sandwich,
mac sauce. Oof.
What's the mac sauce?
So big mac sauce, you can put it in.
Oh, mac. Okay. Mm. I thought it was the MC sauce, not the MAC sauce. That's what I was. Right. I was like, like McNugget, mac sauce. Yeah. I was like, what's the mac sauce? It was mac sauce.
Okay. Yeah, it's a mac.
I got Arby's, Jack in the Box, Five Guys, Popeyes, because I fucking love Popeyes, and Firehouse Subs.
Why do you always go five?
Firehouse.
You do this on purpose now.
I do.
You always go five.
I wasn't going to put Five Guys, but then when I realized that every single person agreed that it was a fast food, because I didn't want to get into that argument, but since I saw that everybody else is of a level mind and understands that it's a fast food restaurant...
It's not fast food, but I'm willing
but to But Forbes is wrong. It. Business Insider's wrong. Like, half the people on our...
For the listeners out there, you David did not Wright. See our phones explode with a nuclear bomb.
What does Five Guys classify themselves as?
I get...
Fast casual.
Is that what they put? Fast casual? Yeah.
But maybe they classify themselves that so they could get more business because they want to differentiate
themselves from every other fast... But I'm not saying that they're not fast casual. But they're considered a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We're not saying that they're not fast casual. We're saying the fast casual.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
We're saying the fast casual is also fast food. That there's not.
Just like it's also casual dining.
Yes. It's both. And the food tends to be a better quality.
Yeah. And I had Firehouse Subs.
Which is my biggest point of contention against putting both together. But whatever.
So I had Taco Bell. And
but look, I have a fast casual place, and in the Habit, which is superior food to Taco Bell, but Taco Bell still made my list.
Yeah,
It's not like you. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. Go ahead.
Sorry. So I had Taco Bell, Moe's definitely. I had PDQ. Now, let me tell you a story about PDQ. PDQ has been made by people who made Outback. And this is a really unique fact about PDQ. No freezers in PDQ. Their chicken is delivered fresh every fucking day.
I'll be honest with you. I fucking hate PDQ.
I fucking love PDQ.
I've never
eaten PDQ. And I didn't know that about their chicken, and it explains so much.
I think their shit shit is overrated. I don't like their food. I'll be honest with you. I don't like Outback. I don't like Outback at all.
I know a lot of people that don't like Outback.
I don't like Outback.
I don't understand.
Every time I go to Outback, I fucking get food and I have to send it back. And I'm not a guy that sends food back. Every fucking time. Last time I went there was like 5-6 years ago with Vanessa, and I just kept sending the fucking steak back. I'm like, this is not meeting well. It was bloody. And I sent it back 3 times. Bro, if you send a steak back 3 times, it should be fucking done, right?
Yeah.
Dude. But after the second time, if you send it back a second time, you should be getting it. I'm not asking you for well. I'm asking you medium well. There's still blood on the plate.
Yeah.
Why is this taking you 3 times to fucking create your steakhouse? Granted, a casual steakhouse, but you're a fucking steakhouse.
Like Bloomin' Onion, though.
Oh,
I'm not a Bloomin' Onion guy, man. No, they're loaded cheese fries.
Oh yeah, that's fucking, true.
Bro,
yeah,
that's bar none. That's
the
crazy.
Aussie fries,
yeah, that's crazy. However,
you get that ranch sauce. I don't.
Oh. Did you know that they made a Bloomin' Onion with cheese fries on top of them?
What?
For a limited time.
What?
Look at this. So it was literally a Bloomin' Onion, and on top of it, it was covered in a bed of cheese.
Oh my
cheese.
God! I just had like,
You need to hang out with me more often,
yeah, bro. Man. Please.
I like the fact that out of all of us, Jeff was like, I don't really eat a lot of different fast foods, man. I don't know if I'm gonna be good in this episode. And you're fucking dropping dimes and shit. I'm like, oh my God!
No, you're like the Steve Nash to my fat assness, man.
No, look. that reference went totally by the wayside. Sorry, from David, Dave. Dave was like, what's going on?
Why would he not look? That like, would make the pass more difficult to complete.
Like, who's Steve Nash?
Yeah. Is that the guy that Russell Crowe played in that movie?
He goes, it's Steve Nash, the guy that was with Cheech Marin in that show. I don't like Outback, and I don't like PDQ. I think PDQ is the most overrated. I've had it twice, and every time I had it, I will give you this: they have good shakes. I will give you that respect to the shake. Their fucking chicken tenders. I was like, I don't like it. Oh, I just don't fucking, and it's pricey. And I'm like, I don't no. I've only had it twice though. So
I didn't think
like,
it was overpriced. It is pricey, but I didn't think it was overpriced.
Well, it's because you like the food.
Yeah.
So therefore, there you go. Well, if you didn't like it, you'd be like, "Well, that's not.
It isn't worth it."
The chicken tenders, because I always get tenders, and the chicken tenders were like small and weird shaped. And then I was like,
"Did you not get the nuggets?"
No, I got chicken tenders. Did you not fucking hear me? I just said that.
There's a difference.
I know there's a difference. Chicken tenders tend to be bigger.
Yeah, you got to get the nuggets.
Buffalo chicken. Buffalo chicken.
I don't like buffalo sauce.
Because
the hot buns. It's the hot.
If we've learned anything, it's that my asshole can take anything.
Golden rectum.
It can take anything.
And my last honor, I have to give the Arches. I have to give them some props, man.
I go. My honorable mentions are Moe's, I gotta give respect to Jack in the Box, and I would say McDonald's only because I fucking eat them so often that it would be hypocritical of me.
That's true.
Not to put them like, dude, there's McDonald's cup in my living room, right, in my kitchen right now.
Yeah.
From 5:30.
I can tell you nightmare stories about me picking up a 50 count alone.
50 of chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's intense.
That is.
And you're alive.
Huh? Super Bowl, they sell 50 counts for like $7.
Oh, I believe you.
They sell it for $10 now, dude.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Those $3 make a difference.
I've learned my lesson. I'll never do that again in my life. Oh, my God. Me and my best friend almost blew out our assholes in the middle of pork.
Go on. Tell me the story.
Go on. All right.
One of those situations where you're like hunting for the handicap stall.
So my honorable mentions are Denny's, the knife, and...
Texas to Brazil.
Yeah. Clearly fast food.
And Capital
The food
World.
Does get there quickly.
Yeah.
From
Texas to Brazil.
It just keeps coming.
It's so fast, it keeps coming.
I keep coming. What are we doing now?
All right, so number ones.
Am I going first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I love PDQ. I love KFC. I love chicken in general.
I saw that. I took you to a burger place and you got fucking chicken.
You saw a sandwich.
No, I'm not saying it's not great, but I've never seen somebody who go to a burger place for the first time ever. They've never been to that burger place before and they go with chicken. I'm like, wow, okay.
That picture was like the sexiest chicken sandwich you've ever seen in your life.
You're right, but if you go to a burger place, you get it's like going to a steakhouse for the first time and going like, how's your fish?
I'll have the trout.
Yeah, I'll have the trout. Oh, we have phenomenal trout, but you should probably try the steak first. But so, whatever, I digress.
My number one. This place is almost sacrilegious to me because of how controversial it is and how I can't tell my fiancé.
You heard it here first.
Yep. And I can't even tell my fiancé I go to this place because but it's so fucking good. My number one's my friends.
It's Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Why can't you... What, yo, your girl doesn't like going there?
Because
you're anti-gay?
Because, yeah. Yeah. So...
I don't like going there because I'm not going out of my way for that.
Like it said in Clerks 2, you can't taste the hate, baby.
Oh, yeah. God. It is...
You can't taste racism.
The breading on those chicken.
Nuggets.
Oh my!
I don't get the big deal.
God, then, sir.
Yeah,
I don't know what I can do for you.
I don't get the big deal.
Chick-fil-A is good.
I like Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A is good. I would not drive out of my way.
But it is really good.
I won't drive out of my way. I don't think that chicken sandwich is better than Burger King's Tender Crisp.
I don't think it's better than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Oof, that's a good one too.
The Wendy's is my number four for good reason. The spicy chicken.
Hold on, hold on there.
You hold on.
Yeah, I forgot we got to hold on.
But Tender Crisp is.
I put Chick-fil-A at three.
Tender Crisp is nothing compared to the nuggets.
Yes,
here,
it is,
friend.
Bro. Tender Crisp,
the breading.
Well, I'm comparing a chicken sandwich to a chicken sandwich, nuggets. Not to nuggets. Yeah. Chicken sandwich it's to chicken sandwich. I would take the Tender Crisp over the fucking Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Look, and I know I love the fucking Tender Crisp.
That's my shit. That's my go-to
great.
BK.
I don't know why. Like the mayonnaise gets into all the nice crevasses.
So good, man. It's so good.
But there's something about Chick-fil-A. Is that. It's so, like, in spite of myself that I go to this place.
Have you ever had the shakes? You know what I think it is? I think it's because it's forbidden fruit, man.
It's so forbidden for me.
But I think it's forbidden. I think
but it's not only that, Neri. It is the one place, the one fast food place I can say that the service is different than every other fast food place I've
ever
been to.
You're
going to
get the best service you've ever had.
The best service. The best service.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. And this is going to sound like I'm saying this just to be a contrarian, but I'm not. I had phenomenal, and when I mean phenomenal service, I mean I called the manager over to say I've never had fucking better service than what I just had right now at a drive-through Taco Bell in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah,
they were so because St. Augustine people were just you know, nice were people. Fucking Miami people were assholes.
I'm gonna have a story about that for my number one.
St. Augustine, literally, she was so kind that I was like, I need to talk to your supervisor. She goes, I'm sorry, is there anything? I'm like, I just need to talk to the supervisor. And her supervisor got there, and I was like, I got to be telling you something. Look at me. I've been through my fair share. That's how I preface it. I'm like, look at me. I've been through my fair share of fast food restaurants, of drive-thrus. I've never, ever received a service that exquisite. It was absurd. It was like she was mocking me almost. I'm like, are you fucking with me this night? She's like, hi. Oh, that is so good. Oh my God, that is so tasty. I am gonna, you know what? After I get off of work, I'm gonna have one of those too. Cause that was so good. And I'm just like, wow, this is so fucking nice. Never in my life have I had that. Never in my life have I felt the need to call a manager to fucking praise their customer service at a fast, and again, it was Taco Bell, but it was St. Augustine. Right. Is the
St. Augustine. St. Augustine is incredible.
St. Augustine. I've been to. I remember going to Sarasota like 10 years ago. I had a friend that lived up there, and I went to Sarasota, and I went to Walmart, and they said hi, good morning, but this is just a regular fucking Joe Blow in Walmart. Good morning, and I'm like, the fuck out of here. Do I know you, bitch? I don't fucking know you. Fucking say that shit to me one more time. See what happens. Say that shit to me one more time. Mind your fucking business, lady.
Treat me like a human being one more motherfucking time.
The first time I went to Chick-fil-A with Christy, again, I never really ate Chick-fil-A until I started working at the farm because it's in Doral, and I never really went through Doral. And
to the listeners, farm means the tomato farm that he works at. He works at Picking Farm.
Yeah. I thought it was cilantro farm.
It's a cilantro farm that he just...
And the first time I go there, and I'm like, oh, can I have some extra buttermilk? And they're like, my pleasure. And I'm like, what? What the fuck did you just say? I'm
like, talk to me like that again, motherfucker. Yeah, talk to me like that again.
Say what again?
And I'm like, say my pleasure again, motherfucker.
Can I get this too? Yeah, my pleasure. What the fuck you keep saying my pleasure for? Is this Lord Byron? Fucking, are we in the Count of Monte Cristo right now that you're fucking telling me this shit?
That's great. She goes, be well. I go, what the fuck am I?
No, that was at Taco Bell.
As you wish. Yeah,
I mean, I've gone there for breakfast, gotten the biscuit sandwich with Wesley? the fried chicken. Oh. Bro. Oh, and the buttermilk ranch sauce that they have there. Forget about it.
The waffle fries.
And no, and the shakes. Crystal.
The waffle fries. You like the waffle fries?
Bro, I love the
waffle fries. Ain't shit to me, bro. They don't.
I love waffle fries. I love the waffle fries.
They don't sniff my mountain of fries. They're not better than Checkers fries.
Oh, no. But I love the waffle fries.
I'm not saying they're the best.
They're not even better than KFC wedges,
son. I'm not saying they're the best.
KFC wedges are the shit.
I'm not saying they're the best, bro.
Take it or leave it.
But you got to respect. You got to respect the waffle, man.
But they have peach shakes that they only make for a short amount of time that Christy, she somehow, they don't advertise it. But she fucking smells it. She's like, "Hey, we gotta go to."
And we go every time. The thing with Chick-fil-A again. I like Chick-fil-A. I think it's good. I just think I wouldn't go out of my way for them, and I don't go out of my way for them. I'm like, I don't fucking whatever. It's fine. There's a BK next door, so let's just go. If there's a long line at Chick-fil-A, there's a BK next door. I'm fine. But their service, you know, when you say thank you, they have to say,
"My pleasure." Pleasure. Yeah,
that's a thing.
That's part of their thing.
So I found this out, and we went there. We went to Chick-fil-A maybe last year. We went to Orlando, and we go through the drive-thru, and I kept saying thank you for every little thing. Can I get a napkin? Can I get more napkins? Yes, thank you. My pleasure. And a straw? Yes, thank you. My pleasure. Everyone was, thank you. Thank you. And I go, oh, thank you. And even when they would go, when I get a straw, yes. Can I get a straw? Of course. Thank you. My pleasure. And then they would give it to me. Thank you. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks. My pleasure. And fucking pounding it in. And my and Vanessa's God, next man. To me. She's like, shut the fuck. She can't hold her laughter. So she's like, shut the. You're embarrassing me. I'm like, you're embarrassing yourself. I'm like, why are you laughing? You're so weird. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry about my wife. No, that's no problem. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. I just kept fucking pounding it in, dude. It is amazing. But you're right. They're fucking trained well. I mean,
bro.
When they go, do they have the training before or after the Klan rallies? I just don't need to know.
I don't know. Ask Jason.
Oh wow!
Oh, God.
Wow!
Jeez.
Oh my God! That's so accurate.
Well, his semester's over. Why isn't he here tonight?
No.
He had a friend that his father passed away. So you should feel like an asshole.
I should because I even read it in the fucking.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I am.
Man, David, you should read the damn text.
Yeah. Way to kill the mood, David.
I'm sorry, Jason.
His name was Jose Fernandez.
Oh my God!
I'm just trying to make him feel bad because that's how the last time somebody passed away that he said something stupid.
That's true. That's true.
So I'm just going back to the Jose Fernandez.
That's true. You're just a heartless.
You just like you don't like. You and death don't do well with death, huh?
I don't know how to react.
Make fun of them is not the way to go. I gotta be honest with you. That's just as a comedian, I'm gonna go ahead and pass on that nugget of information.
Some knowledge for you.
Yeah. All right. So the Chick-fil-A's your number.
Oh yeah, bro.
All right.
My number one. It's the place that I consistently go to at least 2 to 3 times a month, maybe a little more. And it's Wendy's.
Oh,
bro.
You cheat on Chrissy with Wendy's?
Wendy, that redhead, that's my girl.
Oh, she is delicious.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But anyway, no, but like Wendy's, to me, out of like the trinity of McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, it's the best tasting burgers.
Oh, yeah.
The patty is the best patty.
They're triple burger, and I don't have them often. I don't default to a triple burger. I usually default to a double burger, but their triple cheeseburger is go toe to toe or patty to patty with a lot of these other business, whatever fast casual places. It's fucking legit.
And I get the Baconator.
All the drive-through,
you love your bacon, dude.
Motherfucker! Now they just made Baconator fries.
Yes.
So I get a Baconator and Baconator fries.
Dude, this guy's cholesterol must be through the roof.
I have a normal cholesterol.
We went to breakfast the other day.
Oh yeah.
Breakfast the other day. The lady was like, she brought like, and she gave it to me. She thought Arizona ordered it. It was a fucking plate. It was. You know when you put on
it was a hill of bacon.
It was a hill of bacon. And it wasn't a massive plate. It was a little plate.
It was for the table, but nobody else wanted.
It was a little plate, but it was...
But it was still a mound of bacon.
A mound of bacon. And I was like, she gives it to me, and I was like, I'm not... What the fuck are you doing, dude? I didn't even want to touch it. I'm like, I didn't order that. That's not me, dude. And he reached over, and he was like, no, that's me. And I was like, what? And Christy, literally, he had like a little piece of bacon. This dude took down the whole thing. I was like, that would have ruined my meal, boy. Bro.
Along with a steak and eggs too.
Oh God! And I was like, that would have ruined my meal. That's too salty for me.
And here's the thing: as good as their burgers are, because I think of those three, their burgers are the best. Their fucking chicken.
Oh, the chicken. The Asiago Ranch
spicy chicken.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
What? Asiago Ranch is legit, son. Asiago blue cheese or Asiago?
No, it's ranch. It's like Swiss or
Asiago Ranch. Whatever, I'm Swiss, whatever. Yeah. I don't like Swiss cheese. You want me to blow your mind
about the spicy chicken sandwich? One of the top 10 healthiest sandwiches you can get at any of the three.
Is it?
It's actually top 5, excuse me, of any of the Trinity.
It's only 420 calories.
Yeah. Right.
800 calories.
If I'm gonna have...
I'm sorry, just to let you know, the Mac Jr., 460 calories.
No, it's 800 if you get the meal.
If I'm gonna have a fast food sandwich and I include burgers in there, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be a Wendy's spicy chicken.
And the thing is besides the sandwich,
I gotta be honest with you, the burgers, I would agree, best burgers of the Trinity, best burgers. But if you go there and you don't get a Frosty...
Oh, I was going to say, without question.
You have no business in fucking being... You should have your car repoed from you if you go through a drive-thru without fucking Frosties.
Well, that should be law.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm fairly certain that that's going to be one of the things that Trump does in the first 100 days.
Well, I'm still waiting for my fucking... who was it that had... Wait, did I have to vote for Hillary to get tacos on taco trucks in every corner?
Oh, the taco trucks in every corner, yeah.
It was Hillary.
Yeah.
And how did she lose? I don't fucking get that. I don't understand. If that's a fucking campaign promise, put that on the fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Taco trucks.
And the thing also with Wendy's is forget the burgers, forget the sandwiches, forget the Frosty. You can get a baked potato that's... Yep.
Delicious.
Chili.
Chili is that's fucking awesome.
Probably not normal animal meat, but still delicious. I mean,
David requests a human meat.
yeah.
And their nuggets. Anybody. I have their a nuggets.
The nuggets are the best nuggets of Wendy's McDonald's
no.
Burger King.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And you want to know why?
No. You're wrong.
Spicy chicken nuggets.
I don't care.
Too dry. Too dry.
Thank you.
No.
I'll get the original.
No. Yep. The spicy chicken nuggets are too dry. First of all. Second of all, I don't like spicy food, but it doesn't make a difference because McDonald's chicken nuggets are undefeated.
Without sauce?
I haven't had sauce in years.
McDonald's chicken nuggets?
I haven't had sauce in years.
I'll take Burger King chicken nuggets before McDonald's.
Oh, you're fucking crazy. You're crazy. You know what? You just went too far. Maybe the original Burger King chicken nuggets. Crystal Skulls is better than fucking Last Crusade. This is the kind of shit that I don't believe anymore.
Seriously.
No.
Now, here's the thing. You would take Burger King nuggets
over McDonald's nuggets? Yes. You're fucking high, bro. In fact, no, if you were high, you would agree with me because you would fucking be the munchies. You would get the munchies.
If McDonald's has the hot mustard, I'll take that over BK.
No, you're crazy, man.
No. The only time that Wendy's...
If you want to talk about Wendy's versus McDonald's, okay, there's a conversation.
No, sure.
You're still wrong, but there's a conversation that could be had.
Okay.
You say Burger King, yeah, the fuck out of here.
The only time Wendy's...
You know what you just hit me with right now? You just hit me with The Phantom is a better movie than Cap 2. That's what you just hit me with right now.
I do like The Phantom, though.
The Phantom is a great movie, but it's not better than Cap 2.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Captain Zeta Jones,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
No superhero movie is better than Cap 2.
Billy Zane is amazing.
Billy Zane's fucking awesome. And the Phantom is incredible.
All right.
But the only time that...
The Shadow. Better than Cap 3. That's what you just said right now.
Bro, is that really what I just said?
I mean, Tim Curry.
All right, I take it back, man. I'm sorry.
Burger King, I didn't know it was that crazy. Burger King chicken nuggets is upset. Man, that shit is awful. They're like, 10 for 149. Rip off.
I'm
a Burger King fan. I am a Burger King fan. I don't shit on their fries. I like their fries. I don't. Their chicken sandwich to me is I prefer their tender crisp over any other chicken sandwich.
Is good. I am a Burger King fan.
Their apple pie is legit. I like the original chicken sandwich. You're damn right, it's good.
Yeah.
But bro, their chicken nuggets. Fuck you. fuck you.
I'd rather have the chicken fries than the chicken nuggets.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I would
yeah.
rather.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and those cheesy.
The only time Wendy's nuggets compete with McDonald's nuggets is when McDonald's nuggets are not fresh. Like, they're not fresh out of the fryer. When they're kind of like, they got like an hour cook on them.
I personally would take Wendy's
bacon sriracha
nuggets
fries now
over anyone else's nuggets.
I know. But I would say that Wendy's is probably the most complete of the Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Nobody said Subway.
I was going to say Subway, but I always feel like Subway's
like a
sit-down.
I know you hate Subway because this guy fuck kids, but I don't... Jeff, talking about Jeff.
Well, I'd rather get a Public Sub than get a Subway sub.
Yeah.
But I'll drive to the Publix instead of walking right across the street to Subway.
Fact.
It's and get a Public different Sub.
Yeah, but they're cookies.
Quality.
They're Subway cookies.
Man, I'd rather have a
Subway. They have an entire bakery of Publix.
Macadamia nut.
Yeah, of course. Or the raspberry.
Raspberry.
The double chocolate chip is the best.
We're friends again, man.
Listen, have an entire bakery at Publix that you just... All you say is, hey, can I get a cookie from my kid? And now you got a free cookie.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it's true. Yeah, but I will take the Subway cookie over a Publix cookie.
And then you give him a bite and have the rest of the cookie.
No, my kid's not even there. I'm at work.
Damn.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded. All right, Dave, what's your number one?
I don't think we're going to be friends anymore.
No, but you got to say like Tombstone.
In-N-Out Burger, man.
Oh, that's the most overrated fucking burger of all time.
I disagree.
I think it's a good burger.
That's two for two on overrated number one
from
Neary's sake.
No, but I like Chick-fil-A over In-N-Out. I'll take Chick-fil-A over In-N-Out. I won't go out of my way. I always say this. Will I drive out of my way for the place? And I won't drive out of my way for Chick-fil-A, but I'd rather not go to In-N-Out.
Good
food. I'm not saying they're not.
Yeah.
But I would much rather. I'm just not going to go.
See, here's the thing.
And because there's only two of them in LA,
I think you're right in that it is overrated only because there's this mystique about it. Because
it's like New York pizza. Everybody fucking just.
Right. There's only so many places that you can get In-N-Out burger. But the quality of the burger, like you were saying, the chicken at PDQ is never frozen. Mm-hmm. The meat
is never good either.
That In-N-Out uses is never frozen. They ship it fresh from their distribution center every day. All of the produce is shipped fresh every single day. Nothing is ever
I just
frozen.
Don't think it lived up to the hype for me. And I think that's what I think it was a major disappointment.
I think it's the hype. I think the hype is the problem. And I think that the hype exists because it is so good. But there is such a thing as a point of diminishing returns. You can hype something up so much that it's like, yeah, no, it wasn't fucking, you know, the greatest thing I've ever had.
Right.
You know? But for me, you talked about that Taco Bell in St. Augustine. The first time that I had In-N-Out Burger, and this adds to the magical you know, thing of In-N-Out Burger. I went to In-N-Out. We had just gotten off the plane at LAX. We drive by In-N-Out Burger, and we're like, bro, we need some In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. We've heard so much about this. We go down. We're with a local who's like, all right, you gotta try your burger with a whole grill onion and animal style, and get your fries animal style too. So we stop. We get it, dude. The best service I've ever had at a fast food restaurant. They were so nice, and I forgot how the fuck to order it, and they were like, do you mean whole grilled onion and animal style, like. Yeah, that's what the fuck I was supposed to say.
Yeah.
And they were like, bro, you can't go wrong with this. And they explained how the fuck the restaurant works. I was like, it really, like, never fucking frozen. Seriously. Like, yeah, man. And, like, they
that's what Wendy says, too, right? Bro, Wendy says never frozen,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it. Their fucking shit is tasty, man.
Yeah.
I got shit on because a few months ago I posted something about how I didn't like how I thought In-N-Out was overrated, and I said this it's not better than this, it's not better than that. And I talk about other burger places, and I put Wendy's as one of those. I think Wendy's has a better burger, and people were like, your opinion is automatically disqualified. And I was like, I think you're just shitting on them because they're a major chain, but they're legitimately a good burger. Wendy's
it is a delicious. I mean, it made my mountain.
Yeah,
you know, I do think that of the burgers of fast food joints, and again, I got to say fast food joints. You got to remember the places that I disqualified for myself, right? You know, like, I haven't had Habit Burger, but that would be out. Five Guys.
You got to have it with avocado, bro.
Shake Shack out.
You got to have it with avocado.
I'm down for avocado all the time. You know, but I think that In-N-Out holds its own with those. You know, just to give you an idea how good it is. Who the fuck was it? Hang on, I took a picture. Celebrity chefs
who have sworn by In-N-Out Burger. Gordon Ramsay, Anthony Bourdain, and Julia Child all have said that In-N-Out
Burger... It's the sauce that makes it good.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that's Mrs. Doubtfire, but yeah, it's the same
difference.
But it's the same thing.
In fact, Julia Child said that she knew the location of every In-N-Out Burger from, I want to say it was like San Diego to like Sacramento or something like that.
I don't know why it's cutting in and out. Fix it a little bit.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. And I mean, I think that speaks volumes, but it's, in my opinion, I've only had In-N-Out Burger, I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 times. To put things into perspective, I'm going on a business trip, right? I'm taking the broadcasting team at my school to the national championships on Anaheim. More than the convention, more than all that, all right? There's two things I'm looking forward to: Disneyland, and I've already been. And fucking In-N-Out Burger. Those are the two things that I'm looking forward to most. Every trip that I've gone to California, very first thing that I do when I get there is I have In-N-Out Burger, and the very last thing I do before I board the plane, In-N-Out Burger.
Let me tell you though, if you ever go to Detroit, McDowell's, that's the place to go.
You know what place I just had for the very first time, and I forgot to mention it, and I remember now because you said that right before I board the plane, is Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. is delicious.
Holy
Hardee's,
shit.
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is the same.
They don't fuck around with their
that shit's
burger.
Really good.
Dude, I had it in Mexico City, the airport in Mexico City.
And I had the...
And I was, bro, it was Carl's Jr. It was Calito. And bro, wow.
Their burgers are good.
Wow. But I only had it once.
Messy
and I had
burger.
It, and I,
messy
super
burger.
Super messy. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I forgot to put it up, but that, right when you mentioned, right before I leave, I was like, "That's, I just had one on the plane. Super messy."
Yeah.
So,
But worth it. Worth the mess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Fuck, I'm never going to see those people again.
And just the best commercials. The best fucking commercials, Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
I was about to say, one thing, if we can go back to Wendy's really quick, the friendliest face I've ever seen in any fast food industry is Dave Thomas.
Yeah.
That guy probably murdered millions of people.
Oh, come on. Don't fucking say that, dude.
I'm joking.
Why would you say that?
It was a joke.
I see no suega. You
don't like the Colonel?
Super
nice. I liked the Colonel before they started all these weird fucking commercials with
him. I'm talking about the original Colonel. You know,
the real Colonel Sanders.
He looked like the nicest, friendliest, racist fucking plantation owner you could ever. Yeah, wasn't he? Like, doesn't he own plantations, right? That has to be a thing. Like,
I'm pretty sure he was a colonel of slaves.
Wow. He has a great story. If you know the story of Colonel Sanders, he's a fantastic story. He was adopted and he lived his whole life in depression and he didn't know what to do with his life, and he almost tried to commit suicide a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Or maybe once, and I'm just exaggerating. But he didn't crack it. He didn't make it big with his recipe for chicken until he was like 64, 65.
Oh, man.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Fucking multimillionaire. Yeah, it's crazy.
Chicken?
Medulla oblongata.
I'm sure you medulla oblongata.
What's your number one, Neri?
My number one is a place that when I was in Arlington, Texas, 3 months ago, walking distance across the street from my house, from my hotel, walking distance. Like, if I walk maybe 50 feet to my car from the entrance of the hotel, it was going to be another 150 feet to this place, was In-N-Out. And I got in my car and drove 3 miles to get to a Whataburger. Because I don't give a fuck. Whataburger is the fucking... It is absurd. You know how great Whataburger is? In my act, I tell a bit... When I'm in Texas, I go, yeah, my demons come in a bag with golden arches on them. Or while I'm in Texas, they come with a W on them. And that gets an applause break. People from Texas are like, let's stop their fucking show and clap this man who brought up the letter. Or that's fucking the company that we love starts with this letter. So we just, I don't even say Whataburger. I go, it comes with a W. Fucking nuts.
Yep.
It starts a fucking applause break. I'm like, wow.
Dance
fucking kidding. Wow. That burger is so amazing. They have 1,010 things. They have breakfast all the time. I've never had any of that. I just can't go with their fucking double Whataburger.
Yeah.
So good. I will say their fries come too salty, so I have to ask for no salt. and I always forget that the first time because I go back once a year or twice a year to Texas. So whenever I order them, I forget. I'm like, fuck, they're too salty. And then the next time I gotta be like, no, no, no salt on my fries, which is great because it means it's fucking hot to order.
Yeah.
And then I put my own salt, but their burgers are.
Ugh.
For me, bar fucking none, dude. And it's not a messy burger. It's so fucking
it's like
good,
crispy. Dude. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
And then they have that talk about spicy. So they have that spicy ketchup, that spicy mayo. Woo. I'm not even a spicy guy. I'm like, let me get some of that. Let me get
but it's little. Flavor. It's flavor,
so
man.
So delicious, dude. So fucking delicious.
The bag's like friendly. It's not like a, I don't know. Some of these bags are a little aggressive sometimes. And this is like a friendly bag. A little
aggressive. The bags?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean
sometimes
by that.
They can be a little rapey.
Did you get a ball gag in your fucking in your bag or something? I don't know what that means. Aggressive. All right. I just love Whataburger, man. I fucking do. I sing their praises. Another one that's really good is Culver's. My wife mentioned it in her list. Culver's. It's a Wisconsin-based company. It's in a few other states now, but we had it because she had family that used to live in Wisconsin. Now they moved to North Carolina. But that Culver's.
I've never had
Culver's. Culver's is legit, but it's like way small.
Yeah,
it's like way small. Again, it's like it started in the 50s and they never changed their size of burgers.
Right.
Then they're like, hey, Americans are getting fatter. It's like, yeah, well, we're going to keep the same size of burger.
Right.
So it's like, it's not a slider, but it's like just, you know what I mean?
It's like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Little.
Well, it's not thin. It's like, it's stacked high.
Okay.
But it's that same diameter, I guess.
Right.
Culver's, but Whataburger. Oh, yeah, man. God. When you see that. Fuck, what they call it, Gables?
So, it's so distinctive. Gables, sorry, you know? It is as iconic as the In-N-Out sign, as the Golden Arches.
To
me, at least.
White Gables, bro.
I hate
church.
I'm not a fan of the color orange. And fuck if that orange roof doesn't light up my face.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Before lighting up the fucking rest, the restroom. All right, so mine is Whataburger. I think let's go on what to make the mountain.
I think we've got two Whataburger. We have at least three Wendy's, right?
Yeah.
Well, Taco Bell.
I think it's Taco Bell, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Whataburger. Oh, I think that's the four.
There you go.
Oh. Can go sleep happy.
What a fucking mountain.
I think that's it.
God.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else.
Guys, I would love to talk more about this, but I'm so fucking hungry now. I'm thinking of all this stuff. All
right, so the final mountain is Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Taco Bell, and Whataburger.
Oh, so good.
And I swear to God, if I could have one item of each of those things. I would have a Whataburger burger, a cheesy gordito crunch from Taco Bell, Frosty from Wendy's, and then I'll give you guys whatever you guys want in Chick-fil-A.
That's fine.
Homophobia? Will that work?
Yeah, a lot of yeah.
You hear that, Chris? You hear that? Your fucking fiance hates gays. You hear that? His number one. With a gay killing bullet, his number one.
I eat it so much in spite.
Holy crap!
Oh God! Every time I bite into a nugget, I'm like, oh, so bad.
Somebody's dying right now.
Someone's not getting appropriate healthcare right now.
They don't open on Sundays.
That's the other thing. That's what made me lighten me to PDQ. Actually, was not being open on Sundays. We should do like a live feed of like the best nuggets.
So that's the final mountain. We're at 226.
Jesus. Damn.
We didn't think we were going to get to an hour, huh? All right. So thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on Geek Bro, including Raul's Cosplay Fame.
Yes.
Which is
COS PLAY FAME.
And then you can check out David's band, Naked Vengeance.
At Naked Vengeance. We just released a little song called I'm in Love with Hermione. So if you're a fan of the Harry Potter, go ahead and listen and be a fan.
I'm not a fan of Harry Potter, but I'm a fan of hot chicks, and I'm down with that.
There you go.
So check that out. Check out our other podcasts on GeekBro.net, including Zeroes on Hero, What's Good, Mamas and Merlot, Cosplay Fame, and the Woo Bro podcast, the What's Up Bro podcast. So thank you guys for checking us out.
Special, we're announcing a new addition
to
the Geek Bro Network.
We finally started the process.
Do we want to say it or we're waiting off? Okay,
are you waiting? I don't know how long you're going to take. How long are you guys going to take with it?
No, well, we already got interview possibly lined up already for it.
Oh my God. Maybe. So sure. Do you want to wait for Jason to break this?
I guess when Jason gets here.
Yeah, we'll wait for Jason.
We'll wait for Jason to mumble.
Stay tuned.
Frosty. Make sure you guys check that out. And then, buy our shirts, guys. It's Christmas. Come on.
And the shirts are super comfy. I got my Geek Bro more shirt.
Yeah. Yep. Amazon.com. Search Geek Bro. Or go to geekbro.net and click on the Amazon banner. Thank you very much. That's how lists are made.
LOLOLO, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mille, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit, was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJs, yeah. Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the Heat play? Yep. Niggas hate ballers these days. Yep.
Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need?
Motherfucker, where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks, racks. Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stack.
How you kidding?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could give you this feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Ocean Ave,
right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th, I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town,
Brooklyn to I die.
What you need?
Take them on home.
Trying to hurt me.